This message, this day, this scripture is fulfilled by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Friday evening, February 19, 1965, at the Parkview Junior High School in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo, lamuhla, lumbalo, ugcwalisekile, ngomfowethu, William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngolwesihlanu ntambama, ngoHlolanja 19, 1965, eParkview Junior High School, eJeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Just remain standing, if you will, while we bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Kubekani limile nje, nxa lithanda, lapho sikhothamisa amakhanda ethu okwelizwi lomkhuleko.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful tonight for this another opportunity to come and present this glorious, marvelous gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee because that He still remains the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Baba osezulwini, othandekayo, silokubonga lobo busuku ngalokho elinye ithuba lokubuya lokunikeza leli eliyinkazimulo elimangalisayo ivangeli lika Jesu Kristu. Siyabonga ngenxa yokuthi ulokhu ungofanayo izolo lamuhla lanininini.
We thank Thee for these people who have gathered out here in the time of this cold weather and still with their anticipations great, looking, believing that something extraordinary is going to be given us from God. We come with that hope, Lord, to every meeting.
Siyabonga ngalaba bantu labo ababuthene phandle lapha esikhathini somkhathi lo oqandayo futhi lokukhangelela kwabo kulokho kukukhulu bekhangele bekholwa ukuthi enye into engajwayelekanga kakhulu iza kuphiwa thina ivela kuNkulunkulu. Sibuya kanye lethemba lelo Nkosi kuwo wonke umhlangano.
We thank Thee for the services night before last at the tabernacle. Thank Thee for the service here last evening and for the service today at the tabernacle. We're looking forward now what You will have for us tonight.
Siyakubonga ngezinkonzo ubusuku bakuthange eThebanekele. Siyakubonga wena ngokwenkonzo lapho intambama edluleyo futhi lenkonzo lamuhla eThebanekele. Sikhangelele phambili kathesi lokho ozasipha khona lobu busuku.
Father, we know that anyone that's able to move their hands could turn back the pages of the Bible, but there's only one who can make it live and be real, and that's You. Father, we're looking for You to do that tonight.
Baba, siyakwazi ukuthi loba ngubani lo owenelisayo ukuhambisa izandla zabo angavula amakhasi eBhayibheli, kodwa kulo yedwa kuphela lo ongalenza liphile futhi libe qotho futhi lo nguwe. Futhi Baba, sikhangele wena ukukwenza lokho lobu busuku.
Bless us in every way. Our hearts are so full of joy as we see the time approaching when we're going to meet Him face to face, the one that we've loved and lived for all these years.
Sibusise ngayo yonke indlela inhliziyo zethu zigcwele intokozo lapho sibona isikhathi sisondela lapho siza kuhlangana laye ubuso ngobuso lo esimthandileyo futhi samphilela yonke iminyaka leyo.
Many new converts, Lord, has been made, understanding that a great host, 40 or 50, is to be baptized in Your name in the morning from the service last night.
Abanengi, abacha, abaphendukileyo, Nkosi, benziwe. Sizwisisa ukuthi ixuku elikhulu, amachumi amane kumbe amachumi amahlanu, baza kubhapathizwa ebizweni lakho ekuseni kusukela enkonzweni ebusuku obedluleyo.
Oh God, please continue We pray until every predestinated seed of God has seen the gospel light and come into the fold.
Oh, Nkulunkulu, siyacela qhubeka, siyakhuleka. Kuze kuthi yonke imbewu kaNkulunkulu emiselwe ngaphambili ibone ivangeli lokukhanya futhi ibuye esibayeni.
We ask you to hide us tonight behind the word, blind us to the things of the world, and let us see Jesus. May there be a Mount Transfiguration experience among us tonight that we see no man save Jesus only. We ask that in His name and for His glory and a vindication of His gospel. Amen. You be seated.
Siyakucela ukuthi usifihle lobo busuku ngemva kwelizwi simpuputhekise ezintweni zomhlaba futhi makuthi sibone uJesu makuthi kube khona isehlakalo sentaba yokuguqulwa phakathi kwethu lobo busuku ukuthi singaboni umuntu kuphela uJesu sikucela khona ebizweni lakhe futhi lokwenkazimulo yakhe lokuqiniswa kwevangeli lakhe amen lingahla laphansi.
Just go to turn this mic or this desk just slightly sideways if it's all right, so that I can see both sides of the audience. I guess I can get these microphones around here, right? All right, just a moment.
Ngiza chibilikisa imic le, kumbe itafula le, kancinyane nje eceleni, nxa kulungile, ukuze ngibone amacele wonke ombuthano. Ngithemba ngingathatha lawa ama-microphone khona. Ngapha alungi. Kulungile okwesikhatshana nje.
We are greeting from the main auditorium here tonight, our friends in Arizona, California, Texas, and across the United States by the way of telephone. This is going nationwide, this service tonight, by the way of telephone. So we trust that God will bless us.
Siyabingelela kusukela esakhiweni esikhulu lapha lobu busuku. Abangane bethu eArizona, eCalifornia, eTexas futhi kudabula iUnited States ngendlela yefoni. Lock kuhamba ilizwe lonke jikelele. Linkonzo lobu busuku ngendlela yefoni. Ngakho siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasibusisa.
Can you hear back over to the auditorium to the left? All right, they're going to check now the telephone system to see if it's working. All right.
Liyezwa yini emuva kusiya esakhiweni kwesokunxele. Kulungile, baza kuya khangela kathesi uhlelo lwefoni ukubona uba kusebenza kuhle.
Everybody happy tonight?
Yeah.
That's fine. On this side? Amen. I'm so glad to see that you're all seated comfortably.
Umuntu wonke uyathokoza lobo busuku. Chono kulungile. Kulelicele. Amen. Ngiyathokoza ukubona ukuthi lonke lihlezi kuhle.
And now, tomorrow night, if the crowds keep increasing, there'll also be telephone directory is tonight. I think some of them is down there at the tabernacle.
Futhi manje kusasa ebusuku. Nxa amaxuku eqhubeka esiba manengi lawo aza kuxunyelwa ifoni khonapho ikhona lobo busuku ngiyacabanga amanye awo aphansi khonale ethebhanekeli.
And tomorrow morning the services cannot be had at the tabernacle because there'll be a florist there decorating the church for a wedding tomorrow afternoon.
Futhi kusasa ekuseni inkonzo azisoze zenzelwe ethebhanekele ngoba kuza kuba khona umuntu wamaluba lapho ececisa ibandla okomshado kusasa emini.
And they have transferred the services in the morning up to Brother Ruddle's church, one of our associates, and up on the highway here 62. Has it been announced?
Yes.
Has it been announced?
Futhi sebetshintshele izinkonzo ekuseni ebandleni likamfowethu Radele omunye esisebenzelana laye futhi laphezulu emgwaqweni lapha 62 ngabe sokumenyezelwe na sokumenyezelwe.
If it overflows up there, we'll take the rest and send another minister down to Brother Junior Jackson's down in Clarksville. The reason we had it, Brother Ruddles, it's close here, and we can, we thought you could find that easier. And then we'll take care of it in some way.
Futhi nxa kungagcwala, kudlulise phezulu lapho, sizathatha abaseleyo, futhi sithumele omunye umchumayeli phansi komfowethu, Junior Jackson. Pans eClarksville, isizathu sokuba sikwenzele khona komfowethu Radel kuseduzane lapha futhi thina singa futhi sicabange ukuthi lingakufumana lokho kalula futhi ke siza kunakekela ngezinye indlela.
Be sure to get all those baptisms in for tomorrow, and I hope there'll be another 100 or 2 added to those for baptism tomorrow.
Futhi libe leqiniso ukuthola konke lokho kubhaphathizwa kusasa futhi ngiyathemba kuza kuba lelinye ikhulu kumbe amabili angezelelweyo kulabo ekubhaphathizweni kusasa.
And now tomorrow night, I never like to announce anything you speak on ahead of time, but one night in the service or one day I want to speak on the subject of who is this Melchizedek.
Futhi manje kusasa ebusuku angithandi ukumemezela loba kuyini ozakhuluma ngakho ngaphambi kwesikhathi, kodwa ngobunye ubusuku enkonzweni kumbe ngolunye usuku ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesifundo sokuthi ngubani lu Melchizedeki.
Because it's a subject that I think we're living in the time when these revelations of which has been the question down through the age of who is this fella.
Ngoba kuyi sifundo engicabanga ukuthi siphila ngesikhathi lapho lezi zambulo obekungumbuzo phansi kusehla esikhathini zokuthi ngubani umfollow.
And I believe that God has the answer who he was. Some said a priesthood, some said a king, some, but there's got, as long as there's a question, there's got to be an answer to that question which is right. Cannot be a question without first being an answer.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ulempendulo. Wayengubani yena? Abanye bathi umpriesti, abanye bathi inkosi, abanye kodwa kufanele kube ingqa kuphela kulombuzo, kumele kube lempendulo kulombuzo oqondileyo. Akungeke kube lombuzo kungazange kube lempendulo qala.
Now we trusting that God will give us a blessing tonight out of his word as we read it. And you've had, Billy told me to tell you, that you sure had fine cooperation with the peoples here that's been in the parking system, the police and everything. Keep it up. That's very, very good.
Manje sithemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasipha isibusiso lobo busuku elizweni lakhe lapho silibala futhi libe le uBhili ungitshele ukuthi ngilitshele ukuthi sibili ube lokusebenzelana kuhle labantu laba lapha lokho bekusehlelweni lokupaka izimoto amapolisa lento yonke akwale kunjalo lokho kuhle kakhulu kakhulu.
We hope to see the time maybe in the near future when maybe we could bring the tent here to the city and put it up out here in the ballpark where we could stay for some length of time, maybe for 3 or 4 weeks revival constantly.
Siyathemba ukubona isikhathi mhlawumbe kwelakusasa eliseduzane lapho mhlawumbe singaletha itende lapho edolobheni futhi silifake phandle lapho okudlalelwa khona inguqu lapho esingahlala khona okwesikhathi eside mhlawumbe okwamaviki amathathu kumbe amani imvuselelo kokuphela.
Here we just merely get to know each other and then we have to say goodbye and we go again. But I'd like to come and stay an extensive trip. One time where you can stay so we don't have to close out a night or two, but just stay and teach day and night, on and on.
Futhi lapha sazana nje okwesikhathi esifitshane. Futhi ke sibe sesithi lisale kuhle futhi sibe sesihamba njalo kodwa ngizathanda ukubuya futhi ngihlale uhambo olwengeziweyo ngesinye isikhathi lapho ongahlala khona ukuze singavali ngobusuku bunye kumbe obubili kodwa nje ukuhlala futhi sifundise imini lobusuku ukuya lokuya.
Maybe somebody go home and feed the chickens, milk the cows, and come back next week and continue home with the service. I like that. So the Lord be with you.
Mhlawumbe omunye ahambe ngekhaya futhi aphe inkukhu ukudla, asenge inkomo futhi aphenduke ivike elilandelayo futhi aqhubeke njalo kanye lenkonzo. Ngiyakuthanda lokho, ngakho inkosi ibe kanye lani.
Now, before I leave, perhaps Sunday morning or Sunday night or sometime one of these services, I know you're all waiting to hear the message on the truth about marriage and divorce, which is one of the great problems of the day.
Manje, ngingakasuki, mhlawumbe ngesonto ekuseni, kumbe ngesonto ebusuku, kumbe kwesinye isikhathi, enye yalezi inkonzo, ngiyazi lonke lilindele ukuzwa umbiko mayelana leqiniso ngomshado lokwahlukana okungokunye kwezinkinga ezinkulu zosuku.
And I'm just as sure as I'm standing here, I believe that the correct answer is in the Word of God. And I believe that that's what I promised to come back for.
Futhi nje, ngileqiniso njengoba ngimile la, ngiyakholwa ukuthi impendulo eqondileyo iselizwini likaNkulunkulu futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi lokho yikho engingakuthembisayo ukukuphendukela.
I suppose knowingly, as far as I know, I want to have another service here in Jeffersonville on Easter Sunday, and we'll for sunrise service and then Easter Sunday.
Futhi ngithi ngokwazi njengokuba ngisazi ngifuna ukuba lenye inkonzo lapha eJeffersonville ngesonto yepasika futhi siza inkonzo yokuphuma kwelanga futhi ke isonto yepasika.
So we'll announce it ahead and try maybe to get the auditorium if possible or somewhere for Sunday, maybe come Saturday and Sunday.
Ngakho siza kumemezela ngaphambili futhi sizame ukuthatha mhlawumbe ihall nxa kusenzeka kumbe kwenye indawo okwangesonto mhlawumbe sibuye ngomgqibelo langesonto.
Had to fly in and back out because it's near the time. I have to check it first with the schedule I have and one of my itinerary in California, and then immediately after that I've got to go down into Africa. So keep in touch and pray for us.
Kumele ngiphaphe ngibuya futhi ngibuyela ngoba kuseduzane lesikhathi. Kumele ngikuhlole kuqala kanye ngohlelo engilalo futhi olunye loluhlu lohambo lwami eCalifornia. Futhi ke khona masinya emva kwalokho kumele ngihambe eAfrika, ngakho lihlale lisithintile futhi lisikhulekele.
Now tonight I want to call your attention to a portion of God's word found in the fourth chapter of St. Luke. The fourth chapter and the 16th verse, it will begin. Jesus speaking, this day is this word fulfilled in your ears.
Manje lobo busuku, ngifuna ukubiza ukunaka kwenu esigabeni selizwi likaNkulunkulu elitholakala esahlukweni 4 sika Luka ongcwele, isahluko 4 futhi lendima 16. Sizaqala uJesu ekhuluma lamuhla leli lizwi ligcwalisekile endlebeni zenu.
Now we want to draw from that a conclusion of how dynamic is the word of God. Now we all can figure out the mechanics, but it takes the dynamics to make it work.
Manje sifuna ukukhupha kulokho isiphetho sokuthi lilamandla okuhambisa okunganani ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje thina sonke singacabangisisa okuhambisa imchina kodwa kuthatha amandla okuhambisa ukukwenza ukusebenza.
We can figure out what the mechanics of a machine, automobile, but then it takes the dynamics to make the wheels go to operating and moving.
Singacabangisisa lokho okuhambisa imchina imota kodwa ke kuthatha amandla okuhambisa ukwenza amavili aqale ukusebenza lokuhamba.
Now Jesus had returned to Nazareth where he was brought up. On down in the scriptures here we find that they said, "We'd heard you did such and such over Capernaum. Now let us see you do it here in your own country."
Manje uJesu wayesebuyile eNazaretha lapho akhuliselwa khona. Kusehla phansi empalweni lapho siyathola ukuthi bathi sezwa wenza okunje lokunje eCapernaume. Manje ake sikubone ukwenza lapha elizweni lakho ngokwakho.
Jesus said a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. And of course that's where you're brought up at and where people know you. And there he had a bad name to begin with by him being born without an earthly father.
Just what? Prophet akasweli ukuhlonitshwa ngaphandle kwaselizweni lakibo futhi ngoba yikho la owakhuliselwa khona futhi lapho abantu abakwazi khona futhi lapho wayele lebizo elibi kwasekuqaleni ngaye izalo engelababa wasemhlabeni.
They called him an illegitimate child, that Mary was actually pregnant before she married officially Joseph. But that isn't so. We know it isn't so.
Bambiza umntwana ozelwe ngobufebe ukuthi uMaria wayevele esezithwele ngaphambi kokuthathwa ngokusemthethweni nguJosepha. Kodwa lokho kwakungenjalo. Siyakwazi akukho njalo.
And on this scripture, what caused me to fall my eyes upon this was something that happened just recently in Phoenix, Arizona. It was the last day of the service that I was to speak at the International Convention of the Full Gospel Businessman.
Futhi kulumbhalo lokho okwangibangela ukuwisela amehlo amphezulu kwalokho kwakuyinto eyenzakalayo nje khona kathesi ePhoenix, Arizona. Kwakulusuku lokugcina olwenkonzo leyo engangizakhuluma kuyo International Convention ye Full Gospel Businessman.
And in this convention there was a visitor with us which was a Catholic bishop, which is he's the Chaldean rites of the Apostolic Catholic Church.
Futhi kulumhlangano omkhulu kwakule sethekeli kanye lathi esasingumbhishophi wekatolika lo ongowe Chaldean Rites yebandla le-apostolic catholic.
The most reverend John S. Stanley, OSD, he is the archbishop of Metropolitan United States in the Catholic Church. This had to be his card and his address.
Most Reverend John S. Stanley, OSD, ungumbhishophu omkhulu wedolobho le-United States ebandleni lekatolika. Lokhu kwenzakala ukuba likhadi lakhe futhi lekheli yakhe.
And he was a visitor with the Christian businessman. And I had seen him there the day before, and when I was speaking on Saturday night, I believe it was, or Saturday morning at the breakfast. And as I was speaking, he kept watching me.
Futhi, waye isivakashi kanye le Christian businessman. Futhi, ngangimbonile lapho, ngayizolo. Futhi lapho ngikhuluma ngomgqibelo ebusuku, ngiyakholwa kwakuyiyo kumbe ngomgqibelo ekuseni ekudleni kwekuseni futhi nga ngisakhuluma waqhubeka engikhangela.
I thought that man certainly is disagreeing with everything I say. And you know, you could just see me keep his head up and down, but I didn't know what was just exactly working on him.
Ngacabanga leyo ndoda ngeqiniso ayivumelani lento yonke engichoyo futhi uyazi wawungambona nje wayelokhu ephakamisa ikhanda lakhe phezulu laphansi kodwa ngangingazi lokho nje okwakusenzakala kuye.
So on Sunday afternoon when I got up to speak, I was going to take my text on birth pains, where Jesus said that as a woman in travail with a child, she's travailing in birth.
Ngakho ngesonto emini lapho ngisukuma ukukhuluma ngangizathatha isifundo sami ngenhlungu zokuzala lapho uJesu wathi ukuthi njengomfazi ehelelwa ngomntwana uyahelelwa ekuzaleni.
And so I was going to speak from there as birth pains, a subject saying that the world is in birth pains now. The old has to be done away with so the new can be born, just like a seed has to rot away in order to give new life.
Futhi ke ngizakhuluma kusukela lapho njenge inhlungu zokuzala isifundo ngisithi umhlaba usenhlungwini zokuzala kathesi okudala kufanele kudluliswe ukuze okutsha kuzalwe njengembewu ifanele ibole ukuze iveze impilo entsha.
How the pains, birth pains struck the world in World War I. She had a terrific pain because he had poison gas and so forth that almost could destroy the world. And in World War II, she struck another harder pain. They had blockbusters and also an atomic bomb.
Futhi lokuthi kanjani? Izinhlungu inhlungu zokuzala zachaya umhlaba empini yomhlaba yokuqala waba lobuhlungu obunzima ngoba babe le gas eyitshef lokunjalo okwakungaphosi kubhidlisa umhlaba futhi empini yomhlaba yesibili wachaya obunye ubuhlungu obunzima babe lamabhomba abhidlizayo futhi njalo le bhomba le atomic.
She cannot stand another labor pain. With these missiles and things today, one more war will throw her out into space, for she will now be delivered, and there will be a new earth. The Bible said there will be.
Angeke umele omunye umhelo. Lalawa, amamisayili lezinto lamuhla, enye njalo impi, iza uphosela phandle komkhathi, ngoba uzakuba usu khululiwe manje futhi kuza kuba lomhlaba omutsha iBhayibheli kuza kuba khona.
Under every prophet's message, Israel got a birth pain because these prophets had come on the scene after the theologians and clergymen would have the church all in organization form.
Ngaphansi kombiko wonke womprofeti u-Israyeli waba lezinhlungu zokuzala ngoba ukuthi laba abaprofeti babe siza enkundleni emva kwezazi zenkolo labafundisi babe ngenise ibandla esimeni senhlanganiso.
And when that prophets come on the scene with thus saith the Lord, they shook them churches and she had a birth pain. Finally she had birth pains flowing up until she delivered a son of the gospel, which was the word itself made flesh.
Futhi lapho abaprofeti besiza enkundleni lo itsho kanje inkosi bawanyikinya wona amabandla futhi waba lobuhlungu bokuzala ekugcineni waba lenhlungu zokuzala okukhulu kwaye waze wakhululeka indodana yevangeli okwakulilizwi ngokwalo elenzwe laba yinyama.
So the church really is in birth pains tonight again for the deliverance of the Son of God to come again All of our theologians, all of our systems, all of our denominations have rotted right out from under us.
Ngakho ibandla sibili lisezinhlungwini zokuzala lobu busuku futhi ekukhululekweni kwendodana indodana kaNkuluNkulu isiza njalo zonke izazi inkolo zethu inhlelo zethu zonke inhlanganiso zesonto zethu sezabola khona phansi kwethu.
So we are in birth pain, and a message from God always throws a church in heavier pain. But after a while, she's going to be delivered of a bride that'll bring forth Jesus Christ to his bride.
Ngakho, sisenhlungwini zokuzala, futhi umbiko ovela kuNkulunkulu, uhlezi uphosela ibandla ezinhlungwini ezinkulu. Kodwa emva kwesikhatshana, uza kukhululeka umlobokazi. Uza kuveza uJesu Kristu kumlobokazi wakhe.
And then, thinking this man had disagreed with me so much, when I raised up to speak this message, I turned in my Bible to find the page, and my wife had just given me a new Bible for Christmas. My old Bible is about 15 years old, and the thing was just about torn to pieces.
Futhi, konage, ngicabanga, lindoda, yayingavumelani lami, kangako, lapho mphakama ukukhuluma lombiko. Ngavula eBhayibhelini lami ukuthola ikhasi. Futhi umkami wayesanda kungipha iBhayibheli elitsha okwekhisimusi. IBhayibheli lami elidala lingabaphose leminyaka elitshumi lanhlanu ubudala futhi lento yayisidabukile. Isizi qephu qephu.
The pages every time it open up and fly out of it, and but I know just where to find every scripture. So I studied close in that Bible, and I just picked up the new one because the other one looks so ragged to go to church with.
Amakhasi sonke isikhathi livuleka ayekhithika ephuma phakathi kwalo futhi kodwa ngangisazi nje lapho okokuthola wonke umbhalo ngakho ngangitadisha sibili kulelo Bhayibheli futhi nje ngadopa elitsha ngoba elinye lalikhangeleka limadabudabu ukuhamba lalo ebandleni.
And when I started to turn over in St. John, where the scripture was found, I started to read the 16th chapter, and the verse that I was looking for wasn't there. So I thought, strange, I turned back again, still it wasn't there.
Futhi lapho, ngiqalisa ukuvula kuJohane ongcwele, lapho umbhalo owawutholakala khona, ngaqala ukubala isahluko 16. Futhi indima engangiyidinga yayingekho lapho ngakho ngacabanga kuyisimanga ngaphendla njalo yayilokhu ingekho lapho.
And Brother Jack Moore from Shreveport, Louisiana, a bosom friend of mine, he was sitting there. I said, Brother Jack, isn't that found in St. John 16? He said, yes.
Futhi umfowethu Jack Moore ovela eShreveport, Louisiana, umngane wami wenhlizweni wayehlezi lapho. Ngathi mfowethu Jack, kakukho lokho kuJohane ongcwele 16, wathi yebo.
And this Catholic priest got up out of his seat from about 100 clergymen sitting on the platform, walked over close to me with all of his robes and gowns and crosses and so forth, and got right up close to me, and he said, my son, be steady. God is fixing to move.
Futhi lumpristi weKatolika wasukuma esihlalweni sakhe phakathi kwabafundisi abaphose babe likhulu behlezi kuplatform. Weza esondela duzane lami kanye lamarogwe lamagawuni akhe onke leziphambano lokunjalo futhi wafika phansi kwami futhi wasesithi, ndodana yami hlaliseka, uNkulunkulu ulungiselele ukusebenza.
I thought a Catholic bishop telling me that. He said, read it out of my book. And I read the scripture out of his book and took my text and went on. Preached my sermon.
Ngacabanga umbishop weKatolika etshela mina lokho. What? Kubale kuvela ebhukwini lami. Futhi ngabala umbhalo ebhukwini lakhe. Futhi ngathatha isifundo sami futhi ngaqhubeka ngachumayela intshumayelo yami.
Afterwards, when I got through, he got up after I was gone and said, this one thing has to happen. After that, The church has to get out of the mess it's in, or we have to get out of the mess the church is in. So one or the other.
Emva kwalokho, lapho sengiqedile, wasukuma emva kokuba sengihambile. Futhi wathi, kulento eyodwa okufanele yenzakale. Emva kwalokho, ibandla kufanele liphume phakathi kwenqabanqoza eliphakathi kwayo. Kumbe kumele siphume phakathi kwenqabanqoza ibandla elikuyo ngakho okugodwa kumbe okunye.
And I was on my road home back down to Tucson that evening. The kids was crying for a sandwich and I stopped to get a sandwich at a little stand. And my wife said, Bill, I never was so nervous in all my life. To see you stand up there fumbling through that Bible, said, didn't it make you nervous? I said, no.
Foot, ngangisendleleni yami ngisiya ekhaya. Ngibuyela phansi eTucson leyo ntambama. Abantwana babekhalela isamusi, futhi ngama ukubatholela isamusi emsikeni omncinyane. Futhi umkami wathi, Bill, angaze ngiqaqazele kangako empilweni yami yonke. Ukukubona umile lapho uphendla kulelo Bhayibheli. Wathi, akuzange kukwenze uqaqazele. Ngathi, hatshi.
I said, I know it was in there somewhere. They just didn't have the pages, a misprint. And she said, to think that I got you that Bible and looked like every eye in there was right up on me. And I said, well, you couldn't help that. There's a misprint in the Bible. I said, they just never put the page in.
Ngathi, ngangingakwazi ukuthi iphakathi lapho kwenye indawo. Kabazange babe lekhasi phakathi. Ikudinda okweqiweyo. Futhi wasisithi. Ukucabanga ukuthi ngikutholela iBhayibheli lelo kwakhangeleka sengathi lonke ilihlo phakathi lapho laliphezu kwami. Futhi ngase ngisithi, awu, wawungeke wenze ulutho ngalokho. Lokhu yikudinda okweqiweyo eBhayibhelini. Ngathi abazange bafake nje ikhasi phakathi.
Well, I got down and looked at it again, just perfect as it could be. But the 16th chapter ends portion, the portion of it just about 3 inches from the bottom. Over at the 17th chapter on the other side does the same thing.
Awu, ngehla phansi, ngakhangela kilo njalo. Laliphelele nje, ngokungaba yikho. Kodwa isahluko 16, siyaphela. Isigaba sakho, phose nje ama inch amathathu. Kusukela phansi khona kusahluko 17 kolunye uhlangothi kwenza into efanayo.
And being a new Bible, those two pages had perfectly stuck together. And I was reading from the 17th chapter instead of the 16th. Well, I said, that's all fine. It's for some cause.
Futhi kulibhayibheli elitsha. Lawo makhasi amabili aye namathelene ndawonye ngokupheleleyo futhi ngangibala kusahluko 17. Kulokuthi ku-16 awu ngathi konke kulungile kungokwe sizathu.
And just as plain as you could hear any voice, a voice come to me and said he entered into Nazareth, the where he was brought up at, and went into the synagogue as it was his custom, and the priest gave him the scriptures to read. And he read Isaiah 61.
Futhi nje ngokusobala usizwa ilizwi loba yilipi ilizwi labuya kimi futhi lathi wangena eNazareth kulapho akhuliselwa khona futhi wangena esinagogeni njengomkhuba wakhe futhi umpriester wamnika imbhalo ukuthi abale futhi wabala uIsaiah 61.
And when he had read the scriptures, he sat down, handed the priest back the Bible, the book, and sat down, and all the eyes of the congregation was up on him, and precious words proceeded from his mouth, and he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Futhi lapho esebalile impalo, wahlala phansi, wabuyisela umpriest iBhayibheli. Ibhuku futhi wahlala phansi, futhi wonke amehlo ebandla ayephezu kwakhe, futhi amazwi aligugu aphuma emlonyeni wakhe, futhi wathi, lamuhla, lumbhalo ugcwalisekile.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. How accurate is the scripture? If you'll notice this, in Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, is where our Lord was reading from. Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, but in the middle of the second verse of Isaiah 61, he stopped.
Lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile. Uqonde kanganani umbhalo? Nxa ungananzelela lokho ku-Isaiah 61:1 kusiya ku-2. Kulapho inkosi yethu eyayibala khona ku-Isaiah 61:1 kusiya ku-2. Kodwa phakathi kwendima yesi-2 ka-Isaiah 61 wama.
Or said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the acceptable year. Then he stopped. Why? The other part to bring judgment didn't apply to his first coming, but his second coming. See, it didn't apply there. How the Scriptures never make a mistake. They're always perfect.
Lapho eyathi khona, umoya wenkosi uphezu kwami, ukuchumayela umnyaka womusa. Khona ke wasesima kungani enye ingxenye ukuletha ukwahlulela kwakungaphathelananga lokubuya kwakhe kokuqala kodwa ukubuya kwakhe kwesibili bona kwakungaphathelananga lalapho ukuthi imibhalo kayenzi kanjani amaphutha ihlezi iphelele.
Jesus stopped just where the scripture stopped because that was exactly what was to be vindicated in his day. Now, in that first coming, the second coming, he will bring judgment upon the earth, but not then. He was to preach the acceptable year.
UJesu wama nje lapho umbhalo owama khona ngoba lokhu kwakuyikho kanye lokhu okwakuza qiniswa osukwini lwakhe. Manje kulokhu kubuya kokuqala, ukubuya kwesibili, uzaletha ukwahlulelwa phezu komhlaba, kodwa hatshi ngaleso skati waye eza kuchumayela umnyaka womusa.
Notice the Messiah standing in the platform to identify himself with the word of promise for that age. How strange. The Messiah standing up before the church. And look at these precious words when he says here, to preach the acceptable year.
Nanzelela uMesiya emile kuplatform ukuzibonakalisa ngelizwi lesithembiso saleso sikhathi. Kumangalisa kanjani uMesiya emile phambi kwebandla futhi khangela kulawa mazwi aligugu lapho esithi lapha ukuchumayela umnyaka womusa.
The acceptable year, as we all know as Bible readers, was the year of Jubilee. That when all slaves and prisoners, as they were been taken prison and had to give a son to pay a debt or a daughter to pay a debt.
Umnyaka womusa njengoba sisazi sonke njengababali beBhayibheli kwakungu umnyaka weJubhili lokho lapho izigqili zonke lezibotshwa njengoba babenjalo bathathwa entolokweni futhi kwakufanele anikeze indodana ukubhadala isikwelete kumbe indodakazi ukubhadala isikwelete.
And they were in bondage. No matter how long they'd been in bondage or how long they're supposed to stay there, when the year come of the Jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free. You were free, you were no more slave.
Futhi babese buqilini kungelandaba ukuthi babese buqilini okwesikhathi esinganani kumbe kwakufanele bahlale lapho okwesikhathi esinganani lapho umnyaka usiza weJubilee lapho uphondo lukhala wonke umuntu wayekhululeka nxa wayefuna ukukhululeka. Ukhululekile wawungesiyiso isigqili.
But if you desired to remain a slave, then you had to be taken down to the temple, stood by the temple post, and they took an awl and bored a hole in your ear. And then you had to serve that slave master the rest of your days.
Kodwa nxa wawufisa ukuhlala uyisigqili khona ke wawuyiswa phansi ethempelini, umiswe ensikeni yethempeli, futhi bathatha usungulo futhi babhoboze isikhala endlebeni yakho, futhi ke wawufanele ukuthi usebenzele leyo nkosi yezigqili insuku zakho zonke.
What a perfect example it is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it's preached, the acceptable time and the time of jubilee, anybody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what denomination you belong to, how far you stooped in sin, or what's wrong with you, you can go free when you hear the gospel trumpet sound out. You are free.
Ngumfanekiso bani opheleleyo wevangeli likaJesu Kristu lapho lichunyayelwa isikhathi somusa futhi lesikhathi sejubhilii, loba ngubani, kungenani lokuthi ungubani, ungumbala bani, uyinhlanganiso yesonto bani oyiyo, utshone kanganani esonweni kumbe yini okubi ngawe, ungakhululeka lapho usizwa uphondo lwevangeli lukhala, ukhululekile.
If you turn your back upon the message and refuse to hear it, notice you were born in the ear with an awe. That means to say that you have crossed the line between grace and judgment, and you will never hear the gospel again.
Kodwa nxa uflathela umbiko futhi wale ukuzwa wona, nanzelela wawubhotshozwa endlebeni ngosungulo. Lokho kutsho ukuthi usiweqe umzila phakathi komusa lokwahlulelwa, futhi awusoze ulizwe ivangeli futhi.
You'll never get any further. You must be a slave to the system you're in the rest of your days if you refuse to hear the acceptable year.
Awusoze ufike ngabe, kumele ube yisigqili kuhlelo lolu okilo insuku zakho zonke nxa usala ukuzwa umnyaka womusa.
Now, the other part of it, as I said, didn't need to be answered because this coming Messiah time now is when he will bring judgment.
Manje eyinye ingxenye yakho, njengoba ngitshilo, engadingekiyo ukuphendulwa, ngoba lumesiya ozayo isikhathi kathesi kulapho azaletha khona ukwahlulela.
Now, how could those people ever fail to see who he was? How did they ever miss it? How could it be when it was so plainly made known and showed? How could they have ever miss seeing?
Manje babengehluleka kanjani labo bantu ukubona ukuthi wayengubani, bakweqa kanjani, kwakungaba njani lapho kwenziwa kwabasobala futhi kwatshengiswa kwabeqa kanjani ukukubona.
What a word! Think of it! This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. Who said it? God himself, who is the interpreter of his own word. This day is this scripture
lapho yilizwi bani, cabanga ngakho, lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile phambi kwamehlo enu, ngubani owakutshoyo, uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe, lo ongumcasisi welizwi lakhe ngokwakhe, lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile.
The Messiah himself standing in the presence of the congregation and reading a word out of the Bible pertaining to himself and then saying, today this scripture is fulfilled, and they still fail to see it.
UMesiya ngokwakhe emile ebukhoneni bebandla futhi ebala ilizwi eBhayibhelini elimayelana ngaye, futhi ke esithi lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile, futhi kunjalo behluleka ukukubona.
What a tragedy if that would be. But it's happened. It's happened many times. How could it happen? Of course, like it did in other times, by believing man's interpretation of the word. That's what caused it.
Kuyingozi bani okwakuza kuba yiyo kodwa kwenzakala. Kwenzakele izikhathi eziningi. Kwakungenzakala kanjani? Yebo sibili, njengalokho okwenzakala kwezinye izikhathi ngokukholwa ukucasisa kwabantu ilizwi. Yikho okwakubangelayo.
Those believers in them days, so-called believers, was taking the interpretation of what the priest had said about the scripture. Therefore, Jesus, not belonging to any of their ranks or their societies, he was excommunicated from their company.
Lawu makholo kulezo nsuku ababezithi ngamakholo babethatha incazelo yalokho umpriest ayekukhulumile ngombhalo. Ngakho ke uJesu engayisuye womunye wabo kumbe ama society abo waxotshwa phakathi kwabo.
And therefore they could not identify him with them because he was different from them. The person of Jesus Christ was so unique that no one should have missed seeing it. That was the Son of God because he was a perfect identification of the scripture that was wrote of him.
Futhi njalo ke babengeke bambale kanye labo ngoba waye yahlukile kubo. Ubuntu buka Jesu Christu babubalulekile okokuthi akula lo yedwa owayefanele eqiwe yikubona ukuthi leyo kwakuyindodana kaNkulunkulu ngoba wayeyinkomba epheleleyo yombhalo owawubhalwe ngaye.
So any Christian is known when his life identifies the very thing that a Christian is supposed to do. How he could stand there and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right before your eyes.
Hiyo indlela, loba nguphi umKristu aziwa ngayo, lapho impilo ikhomba zona lezo zinto umKristu afanele ukuzenza. Wayengema kanjani lapho futhi athi lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile khona phambi kwamehlo enu.
How outstanding, how so plainly, and yet those people misunderstood. Why? It's because they took the interpretation of some order of priest that they were listening to. And history always repeats itself, and scripture has a compound meaning to it, and a compound revelation.
Kumangalisa kanjani, kusobala kanjani, futhi kukanti abantu labo abazange bazwisise ngani kungenxa yokuthi bathatha ukucasisa kwendlela yabapriest labo ababe balalela futhi imbali ihlezi iziphinda futhi umbhalo ulomutsho okabili ku futhi lesambulo esikabili.
For instance, like it says in the Bible that out of Egypt I've called my son, referring to Jesus. Run the margin on that, you find out it also referred to Jacob. Same scripture. Jesus was his greater son. Jacob was his son. He called out of Egypt.
Njengalokho njengoba kuchiwo eBhayibhelini ukuthi ngibize indodana yami ukuthi iphume eGibhithe kusitsho uJesu. Landezela umphetho wekhasi kulokho futhi. Uyathola ukuthi futhi kwakusitsho uJakobe. Umbhalo ofanayo uJesu wayeyindodana yakhe enkulu uJakobe wayeyindodana yakhe ayibiza yaphuma eGibhithe.
Which the Scofield reference and all other references give to it because that's the scripture it was referring to. So it had a double answer. It had an answer to Jacob called out and to Jesus called out.
Leso silandelezeli semibhalo yeScofield futhi lezinye izilandelezeli ezikuphayo ngoba yiwo umbhalo okwakukhulunywa ngawo. Ngakho kwakule lempendulo ekabili yayilempendulo kuJakobe ebizwe waphuma loJesu ebizwe waphuma.
And so is it today. It's because that we're in such a turmoil as we are and people fail to see the truth of God is because there's too many man-made interpretations of God's word. God don't need nobody to interpret his word. He is his own interpreter.
Futhi kunjalo lamuhla kungenxa yokuthi siphakathi kwesiyaluyalo njengalokho esiyikho futhi abantu bayehluleka ukubona iqiniso likaNkulunkulu kungenxa yokuthi kulokucasisa okunenge okwenziwe ngabantu kwelizwi likaNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu kadingi umuntu ukucasisa ilizwi lakhe, ungumcasisi wakhe ngokwakhe.
God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. That doesn't need an interpretation. He said a virgin shall conceive, and she did. That doesn't need any interpretation.
uNkulunkulu wathi ekuqaleni akube lokukhanya, futhi kwaba lokukhanya. Lokho kakudingi ukucasisa. Wathi intombi izakhulelwa futhi yakhulelwa. Lokho kakudingi ukucasiswa.
When God's interpretation of his word is when he vindicates and proves it to be so. That's his interpretation by making it come to pass. That's where God's interpretation is. It's when he makes his word come to pass. He's interpreted it to you.
Lapho incazelo kaNkulunkulu yelizwi lakhe kulapho eliqinisa lokulibonakalisa ukuba njalo. Yiyo incazelo yakhe ngokulenza ligcwaliseke. Yikho lapho incazelo kaNkulunkulu ekhona, kulapho esenza ilizwi lakhe ligcwaliseke, uyalicasisa kuwe.
Like if there never been light, he said, let there be light, and there was. That don't need anybody to interpret. But we get man-made systems mixed into it. And when you do, you get it out of line. It's always been that way.
Njengokuthi uba kwakungakaze kube lokukhanya, futhi wathi makube khona ukukhanya futhi kwaba khona. Lokho kakudingi umuntu ukuthi acasise. Kodwa siyathola inhlelo ezenziwe ngabantu zixutshaniswe lakho, futhi lapho ukwenza uyakukhupha phandle komzila, kuhlezi kungaleyo ndlela.
But I still think of how striking it must have been. Think of it. The Messiah. Why did they fail to see him? Because their very leaders that ought to have known him, that ought to have been versed in the Scripture, that ought to have been understanding of the Scriptures, they belittled this man and said he's the illegitimate child to begin with. We wouldn't believe that.
Kodwa ngilokho ngicabanga ukuthi kwakumangalisa kanjani. Cabanga ngakho uMesiya, kungani behluleka ukumbona? Ngoba abakhokheli babo okwakufanele babemazi, labo ababemele begxilile embhalweni, ababemele babe lokuzwisisa kwemibhalo, bayeyisa lindoda futhi bathi ungumntwana ozelwe ngobufebe. Kwasekuqaleni singeke sikukholwe lokho.
Years later, we don't believe that. We would die for the purpose to say that he was a virgin-born son.
Iminyaka elandelayo asikukholwa lokho, singafela isizathu sokuthi wayendodana ezelwe yintombi.
And it'll come to pass someday that the very things that we see Jehovah doing today, men in the ages to come, if there is, will die for the thing that we're talking about today. You'll have to do it when the mark of the beast comes on, and you're not allowed to preach the gospel this way.
Futhi kuzakwenzakala ngolunye usuku ukuthi uqobo lwezinto esibona uJehova ezenza lamuhla, abantu ezikhathini ezizayo nxa zikhona bazafela linto esikhuluma ngayo lamuhla. Kuzamele ukwenze lapho uPaul wesilo lusiza futhi kawuvunyelwa ukuchumayela ivangeli ngalindlela.
When the great union of churches comes together, which is in order right now for the world church, you'll have to seal your testimony with your own life to this.
Lapho umanyano omkhulu wamabandla usiza ndawonye okusehlelweni khona kathesi okwebandla lomhlaba, uzamele ubeke uphawu ubufakazi bakho ngempilo yakho kulokho.
You must believe it now. If those priests could rise up and condemn him, would not condemn him. But you say, if I'd have been there, I would have done so and so. Well, that wasn't your age, but this is your age. This is the time.
Kumele ukukholwe kathesi. Nxa abapristi labo bengavuka, labo abamlahlayo babengeke bamlahle. Kodwa uthi ngingabe ngikhonale ngangizabe ngenze okunje lokunje aw leso kwakungesiso isikhathi sakho kodwa lesi isikhathi sakho lesi yiso isikhathi.
He said, well, if he was here, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. So he is here. But he's here as the world has civilized, become greater and educated more. He's here in a spirit form, which they cannot kill or put to death.
Uthi, awu, aluba wayelapha. IBhayibheli ungofana izolo, lamuhla, laninini. Ofanayo, ngakho ulapha. Kodwa ulapha njengoba umhlaba usuphucukile waba mkhulu futhi wafunda kakhulu ulapha esimeni sikamoya leso abangeke basibulale kumbe bawubulale.
He died once. He cannot die again. He had to be made flesh in order for God to be put to death in the flesh for sin. But this time he can never die. It's the Holy Spirit.
Wafa kanye angeke afe futhi. Wayemele enziwe abe yinyama ukuze kuthi uNkulunkulu abulawe enyameni ngenxa yesono. Kodwa lesi sikhathi wayengeke afe kungumoya ongcwele.
Now, how to think that they had them things against him. Another thing, that he would not join any of their ranks. Then you see that still made him a bad person.
Manje, ukucabanga ukuthi kanjani. Babelazo izinto ezimalana laye. Enye into yilokho ukuthi wayengeke azihlanganise kuloba yiwapi amaqembu abo. Khona ke uyabo lokho kwakulokho kumenza umuntu omubi.
He wouldn't join their organizations, wouldn't join their priesthood, and he wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And then besides all that, he tried to tear down what they'd built up.
Wayengeke ajoyine inhlanganiso zabo. Wayengeke ajoyine ubupristi babo futhi wayengeke abe la lokwenza lakho futhi ke ngaphandle kwakho konke lokho wazama ukudilizela phansi lokho ababe kwakhile.
He went into the temple. We call him a meek man. He was. But many times we misunderstand what meekness is. He was a man of compassion, but yet we fail sometimes to understand what compassion is. Not human sympathy isn't compassion, but compassion is doing the will of God.
Waya ethempelini, simbiza ngokuthi indoda emnene. Waya njalo, kodwa izikhathi eziningi. Kasizwisisi lokho ubumnene obuyikho. Waya indoda elesikhawu. Kodwa kukanti siyehluleka kwezinye izikhathi ukuzwisisa lokho isihawu esiyikho. Hatshi uzwelo lomuntu, akusiso isihawu. Kodwa isihawu kuyikwenza intando kaNkulunkulu.
He passed through the pool of Bethesda, the gate. There lay people, multitudes of them. Multitudes is no certain number. But there lay multitudes, lame, blind, halt, withered. And he had compassion on the people always.
Wadlula ecebini lase Bethsaida isango lapho kwakulele abantu amaxuku abo amaxuku akusilo inani elithile kodwa lapho kwakulele amaxuku abaqulayo iziphofu izilima abachapheneyo futhi wayelesihawu ebantwini isikhathi zonke.
And he went to one person that was not lame, blind, halt, or withered. Maybe had a prostrate trouble. Maybe he had some little infirmity that was retarded. He had it 38 years. It wasn't going to bother him. It wasn't going to kill him. He was laying on a pallet. And he said, will thou be made whole?
Futhi, waya emtwini oyedwa. Oye nga kuliyo. Enga sospofu. Isilima kumbe ochwapeneyo. Mhlawumbe oye lo hlupho lwe prostate. Mhlawumbe oye lo buthakathaka. Obuncinyane lokho okungela amandla. Wayelakho okweminyaka engamachumi amathathu lesificamunwembili kwakungasoke kumkhathaze kwakungasoze kumbulale wayelele phezu kwethala futhi wathi ungathanda ukuphiliswa.
And a man said, I have nobody to put me in the water, but while I'm coming, or someone steps down ahead of me. See, he could walk, he could see, he could get around, but he was just feeble.
Futhi indoda yathi, angila muntu ukungifaka emanzini. Kodwa lapho ngisiza awu omunye uyehla phambi kwami bona wayehamba wayebona wayehamba hamba kodwa wayebuthakathaka nje.
And Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and go to your house. And Jesus' question on that. For you remember the scripture said this. No wonder if he'd come to Jeffersonville tonight and make an act like that, they'd still talk about him.
Futhi uJesu wathi kuye, phakama, thatha umbheda wakho futhi uye endlini yakho. Futhi uJesu wabuzwa ngalokho ngoba liyakhumbula umbhalo wakutsho lokho. Akumangalisi nxa wayengabuya eJeffersonville lobu busuku futhi enze isenzo esinjalo. Babezabe belokhu bekhuluma ngaye.
But remember, he came to do one thing, was the will of God. Now that's down in St. John 5:19. You'll get the answer. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son.
Kodwa khumbula, weza ukuzokwenza into eyodwa, kwakuyintando kaNkulunkulu. Manje lokho kutholwa kuJohane ongcwele 5:19, uzathola impendulo. Wathi, ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile, ngithi kini, indodana ayingeke yenze ulutho ngokwayo, kodwa lokho akubonayo ubaba ekwenza, lokho iyakwenza indodana.
Now they ought to know that that was a very vindication of the prophecy of Moses, for the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me.
Manje, babemele babekwazi ukuthi lokho, kwakuyikuqiniseka kwesiprofeti sikaMose. Ngoba inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho iza kuvusa umprofeti ofana nalami.
You notice when he seen the man, he said Jesus knew that he had been in this condition for many years. See, being a prophet, he saw that man in that condition and went down there and waved his way around to those people, mincing to the crowd until he found that certain man.
Unanzelele lapho embona lundoda. Wathi uJesu wayekwazi ukuthi wayesesimeni lesi okweminyaka eminingi bona engumprofeti wabona lindoda kuleso simo futhi wehla phansi lapho futhi ephendla indlela yakhe kulabo bantu edabula phakathi kwexuku waze wafumana leyo ndoda ethile.
Passed by the lame, halt, blind and withered, yet a man full of compassion. But compassion is doing the will of God.
Wedlula abaqulayo izilima iziphofu labachwapheneyo kodwa indoda egcwele isihawu kodwa isihawu kwenza intando kaNkulunkulu.
Now we find him, as he would not join up with them, he would not have nothing to do in their ranks, then he was an outcast.
Manje siyamthula lapho engasihlanganisi labo wayengelandi okwenza phakathi kwamaqembu abo khona ke waba ngolahliweyo.
He would not have any. Besides that, he went into the temple one day. A man went in there and found the house of God just about contaminated as it is today.
Wayengeke abele ngaphandle kwalokho waya ethempelini ngolunye usuku. Indoda yaya phakathi lapho futhi yafumana indlu kaNkulunkulu ingcole phose nje njengalokho eyikho lamuhla.
They were buying, selling, changing money. And he turned over the money tables, took ropes and plaid them, and beat the money changers out of the temple and looked upon them with anger.
Babetenga, betengisa, betshintsha imali futhi, wagenqula amatafula emali, wathatha intambo futhi, wazeluka futhi, wachaya abatshintshi bemali, baphuma ethempelini futhi, wabakhangela ngolaka.
And said, it's written. Hallelujah. My Father's house is a house of prayer, and you made it a den of thieves. And you with your traditions has made the commandments of God of none effect.
Foot what? Kulotiwe. Hallelujah. Indlu kababa wami indlu yomkhuleko futhi seliyenze ubhalo lwamasela futhi lina lemikhuba yenu seliyenze imilayo kaNkulunkulu yangabi lamsebenzi.
Oh, could a bunch like that ever believe in him? No, sir. They had been so hog-watered in the muck of societies and filth of the day until they were so ecclesiastical, froze up until they couldn't feel the vibrations of the power of Almighty God.
Oh, ixuku elinjengalelo lalingakholwa kuye, hatshi mnumzana, babe bhiqike njenge ngulube phakathi kodaka lwama society futhi lokungcola kosuku baze bawoma ngomqando wezenkulu baze bangasezwa ukudikiza kwamandla kaSomandla uNkulunkulu.
No wonder a woman could touch his garment and get healed by it, and a drunken soldier could spit in his face and feel no virtue. Depends on how you approach it. Depends on what you're looking for. When you go to church, it depends on what you're looking for.
Akumangalisi, umfazi omncinyane wayebamba isambatho sakhe futhi wasiliswa ngaso futhi isotsha elidakiweyo lakhafulela ebusweni bakhe futhi langezwa amandla. Kuya ngokuthi usondela kanjani kukho, kuya ngokuthi udingani. Lapho usiya ebandleni, kuya ngokuthi udingani.
Now, we see him standing there, no doubt with what the people had already warned, the priest had warned the people. Now he's coming over here next Sabbath. And when he does, don't you listen to him.
Manje siyambona emile lapho, kungelakho kuthandabuza, kodwa ukuthi abantu basebevele ba xwayisa ukumxwayisa umpriest. Waye xwayisile abantu, manje uyeza lapha ngesabatha elilandelayo futhi lapho ekwenza lingamlaleli.
Now you might go and sit here, but don't pay no attention to what he says, because he don't belong to our group. He's an outcast. He has no fellowship card. He don't even have an organization paper with him. He doesn't have nothing like that.
Manje ungahamba uyehlala lapho kodwa ungalaleli kulokho akuchoyo, ngoba akasuye weqembu lethu. Ungolahliweyo, akala khadi lobudlelwano, akala ngitsho lenhla iphepha lenhlanganiso kanye laye, akala lutho olunjengalokho.
What is he? Some renegade boy that was born down here illegitimate birth by in a carpenter's home that a mother conceived him before they were married, and they're trying to hide the thing up with some supernatural thing.
Uyini okunye okumfana okungumhlamuki okwazalelwa phansi lapha kwazalwa ngobufebe endlini yombazi lo unina wamkhulelwa bengakachadi futhi bazama ukucatshisa linto ngento kamoya.
We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll come down the corners of heaven and go to our high priest and say, here I am, Caiaphas. But we find out that he didn't do it that way, because it wasn't written in the word that way. It was a man-made tradition that caused him to believe that.
Siyakwazi lokho lapho uMesiya esiza uza kwehla phansi ngemigwaqo yasezulwini futhi aye kumprista wethu omkhulu futhi athi, nangu mina ngilapha Caiaphas. Kodwa siyakuthola ukuthi akazange akwenze ngaleyo ndlela, ngoba kwakungalotshwanga elizwini ngaleyo ndlela. Kwakungumkhuba owenziwe ngabantu okwa babangela ukuthi bakholwe lokho.
The word said that he would come just the way he came. There he stood reading the word and saying to them, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. And still they fail to see him or recognize him like he did in all other ages.
Ilizwi lalikhulume ukuthi uzabuya njengendlela abuye ngayo futhi lapho wema ebala ilizwi futhi esithi kubo, lamuhle lombhalo ugcwalisekile emehlweni enu, futhi balokho besehluleka ukumbona kumbe ukumnanzelela njengabakwenzayo kwezinye izikhathi zonke.
Noah could have said the same thing the day that he entered into the ark and the door closed. Moses could have raised that wind in the top of the ark, looked out upon the congregation, remember God closed the door. And he can say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. But it was too late for the man.
UNoah wayengabe ekhulume into efanayo usuku angena ngalo emkhunjini, futhi umnyango wavaleka. UMose wayengaphakamisa ifastela phezu komkhumbi, akhangele phandle phezu kwebandla. Khumbula, uNkulunkulu wavala umnyango, futhi wayengabe ethe, lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile emehlweni enu, kodwa isikhathi sase sidlulile kubo.
He had preached 120 years to try to get him into that boat that he had built, telling him that the scripture said, thus saith the Lord, it's going to rain. But they waited too long. But Noah could have easily said that. The day, this day, the scripture is fulfilled.
wachumayela iminyaka elikhulu lamachumi amabili ukuzama ukubangenisa kulowo mkhumbi ayowakhile ebatshela ukuthi umbhalo wathi icho kanje inkosi kuza kuna kodwa balinda isikhathi eside kodwa uNoah wayengakutsho kalula ukuthi lamuhla lolu suku umbhalo ugcwalisekile.
Moses, the same day that the pillar of fire come down on Mount Sinai and give witness to his testimony, Moses could have said, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
UMose ngosuku olufanayo insika yomlilo eyehla phansi entabeni yeSinai futhi yafakazela ubufakazi bakhe. UMose wayengabe wathi lamuhla lombhalo ugcwalisekile.
Moses, you know, was a called man of God, a prophet. And while he was being called, being a prophet, he had to have a supernatural experience.
UMose liyaz waye eyindoda ebizwe nguNkulunkulu, umprofeti. Futhi lapho esabizwa engumprofeti kwakumele abe lesehlakalo sikamoya.
In order to be a prophet, he had to meet God face to face and talk with him. And another thing, what he said had to come to pass or no one would have believed him.
Ukuze abe ngumprofeti kwakumele ahlangane loNkulunkulu ubuso ngobuso lokukhuluma laye. Futhi enye into lokhu akuchoyo kwakumele kugcwaliseke, kungenjalo akula muntu wayengamkholwa.
So no man has a right to call himself thus until he's talked face to face with God on a backside of a desert somewhere where he met God himself. And all the atheists in the world could not explain it away from him. He was there. He knew it happened.
Ngakho akula muntu olelungelo ukuzibiza kanjalo kuze kuthi akhulume ubuso ngobuso loNkulunkulu. Ngemuva kwenhlangala kwenye indawo lapho ahlangana loNkulunkulu ngokwakhe. Futhi bonke abaphika uNkulunkulu emhlabeni babengela ngokucasisa bakususe kuye. Wayekhona lapho wakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala.
Every Christian should have that experience before they say anything about being a Christian. Your own experience.
UmKristu wonke kumele abe lesehlakalo leso ngaphambi kokutsho ulutho ngokuba ngumKristu, isehlakalo sakho wedwa.
I talked to my nephew a while ago, a little Catholic boy. He said, Uncle Bill, I've run from pillar to post, going everywhere trying to find something.
Ngakhuluma lo mzukulu wami isikhathi esedluleyo, umfana omncane weKatolika, owathi, malume Bill, ngigijime kusukela lapha, ngisiya lapha, ngisiya yonke indawo, ngizama ukufumana ulutho.
Right here tonight, before this meeting started, he's been crying, and at night time, he's been dreaming dreams of coming in, running up to the altar. We're preaching and making a confession that he's been wrong.
Ubusuku ngobusuku, lumhlangano, ungakaqali, ubekhala futhi, ngesikhathi sobusuku, ubephupha amaphupho, wokungena egijima esiya elathini, lapho kuchunyayelwa, lokwenza isivumo, kokuthi ubengalunganga.
I said, Melvin, no matter where you try to go, how many churches you join, how many Hail Marys you say, or how many blessings you get from man, you've got to be born again of the Spirit of God. It's the only thing that'll satisfy the human heart.
Ngathi Melvin, kungelanda lapho ozama ukuya khona. Mangaki amabandla owajoyinawo, bangaki osakubona Maria obachoyo, kumbe zingaki izibusiso ozithola emuntwini, kumele uzalwe kutsha ngomoya kaNkulunkulu. Into kuphela engasuthisa inhliziyo yomuntu.
I know they got a substitute today of being born again to shake hands with the preacher and put your name on the book. But friends, that is a dogma. It's not a Bible truth.
Yikho ngiyakwazi balesibambiso lamuhla esokuzalwa kutsha. Qawula izandla nje lomchumayeli lokufaka ibizo lakho ebhukwini. Kodwa bangane, lokho yisivuma nkulu, kayisilo qiniso leBhayibheli.
If it would, the Acts of the Apostles in the second chapter have to read like this: when the day of Pentecost is fully come, the pastor walked out and shook hands with the people.
Nxa kwakuyikho imisebenzi yabapostoli isahluko 2 yayizamele ibalwe kanje: lapho ilanga lePentecost selifikile, umfundisi waphuma phandle futhi waqawula izandla labantu.
But said when the day of Pentecost had fully come at the inauguration of the church, there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's how the Holy Spirit come the first time. That's how it's come every time since that time. He's God and changes not.
Kodwa lathi lapho selifikile ilanga lePentecost ekusungulweni kwebandla kweza lapho umdumo uvela ezulwini njengomoya olamandla ovunguzayo futhi wagcwalisa indlu yonke lapho ababehlezi khona. Hiyo indlela umoya ongcwele owabuya ngayo kuqala, hiyo indlela obuya ngayo sonke isikhathi kusukela leso sikhathi. UnguNkulunkulu futhi akaguquki.
Now, it stumbles people. They say that was for another day. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Every time the church ever received the Holy Ghost, it's always come like it did the first time. Under the same prescription, Acts 2:38. Never has changed, never will change.
Manje, kuyakhubekisa abantu, but lokhu kwakungokwe linye ilanga. Awu, ungofanayo izulu, lamuhla, lanini nini, sonke isikhathi. Lapho ibandla lisemkela umoya ongcwele uhlezi usiza njengalokho akwenzayo kuqala phansi kwesilayezo esifanayo. Imsebenzi 2:38 akukaze kutshintshe, akusoze kutshintshe.
Like a doctor's prescription for a disease, you write out a prescription for a disease, the doctor doesn't take it to some quack druggist and he puts too much of the antidote in it, it's so weak it won't do you any good. He puts too much of the poison in it, it'll kill you. It's got to be wrote just according to the doctor.
Njengesilayezo sikadokotela somuthi olotshelwe umkhuhlane. Uzabhala isilayezo somuthi womkhuhlane, udokotela uyakwenza futhi akuyise komunye ongafundelanga ezemithi. Futhi afake umuthi omisa itshefu omnenge kuso. Uyabe ungasela mandla. Awukusizi lutho nxa engafaka itshefu enenge kuso. Kuza kubulala. Kufanelwe kubhalwe njengokutsho kukadokotela.
And the doctor's prescription on how to receive the Holy Ghost is given to us by Dr. Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost. I'll give you a prescription.
Futhi lesilayezo esilotshiweyo sikadokotela esokuthi wamukela kanjani umoya ongcwele sisiphiwa ngudokotela Simon Peter ngelanga lePentecost. Ngizalinika isilayezo somuthi olotshiweyo.
Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the prescription is to them is far off, and even as a man is the Lord our God shall call. Amen. The eternal prescription.
Pendugani lonke ngamunye wenu futhi libhaphathizwe ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu. Kukho ukuthethelelwa kwezulu futhi lizakwamukela isipho sikamoya ongcwele ngoba isilayezo somuthi olotshiweyo ngesalabo abakude futhi lalabo bonke inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu eza kubabiza isilayezo somuthi esilaphakade.
Moses had this experience. He went down into the country and he began to tell the people, I met a pillar of fire. He was in a burning bush and he told me to tell you, I am that I am. Go down, I'll be with you. Take up the stick in your hand and hold it up over Egypt. Whatever you ask, it'll be done.
UMose wayebe lesenzakalo lesi. Wehla phansi elizweni futhi waqala ukutshela abantu, ngihlangane lensika yomlilo. Yayise sihlahleni esivuthayo. Futhi ungitshele ukuthi ngilitshele. Nginguye enginguye. Yehla phansi ngiza kuba lawe. Thatha intonga esandleni sakho futhi uyiphakamisele phezulu kweJipite. Loba yini oyicelayo iza kwenziwa.
Well, probably some priest said nonsense. But when they seen the real facts of this take come to pass, they couldn't hold it any longer. They know he was sent of God.
Awu, mhlawumbe omunye umpriest wathi kumpeto. Kodwa lapho bebona iqiniso loqobo lwalokho kusenzeka. Kwagcwaliseka, babengasela kukubamba, babakwazi ukuthi wayethunywe nguNkulunkulu.
Then, if Moses said he saw that, and testified to it to be the truth, then God obligated, if that is the truth, to identify and vindicate that man's word, the truth. That's true.
Kona ke, nxa uMose wathi, wakubona lokhu, futhi wafakaza kukho ukuba liqiniso. Khona ke uNkulunkulu ubotshelwe nxa lokhu kuliqiniso ukubonakalisa lokuqinisa ilizwi lalowo muntu. Iqiniso kuliqiniso lokho.
If Jesus Christ stood there and read that day, this day is this word fulfilled before you, God's obligated to make that word come to pass.
Nxa uJesu Kristu wema lapho futhi wabala ngalolo suku lamuhla leli lizwi ligcwalisekile phambi kwenu. UNkulunkulu ubotshelwe ukwenza lelo lizwi ligcwaliseke.
We stand here tonight and say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's obligated to prove that to be so. Because it's His Word. Now, what does it do? It takes faith in believing Him. It takes faith in believing His Word, that it is the truth.
See, my love, kulobu busuku futhi sithi ukuthi uJesu Kristu ungofana izolo, lamuhla, lanini nini. UNkulunkulu ulomlando ukutshengisa lokhu ukuba njalo ngoba kulilizwi lakhe. Manje kuyini okwenzayo? Kuthatha ukholo ekukholweni khona, kuthatha ukholo ekukholweni ilizwi lakhe ukuthi liliqiniso.
Notice what come to pass when Moses brought the children out and all those that followed him, those who did not follow stayed in Egypt, but those who followed Moses when they come out of the Red Sea and got out into the wilderness, God came down upon Mount Sinai. That pillar of fire set the whole mountain on fire. And a voice spoke out of there. God gave the Ten Commandments.
Nanzelela lokho okwagcwalisekayo. Lapho uMose ekhupha abantwana phandle, labo bonke abamlandelayo, labo abangalandelanga bahlala eGibhithe. Kodwa labo abalandela uMose lapho bephuma olwandle olubomvu futhi bangena enkangala. UNkulunkulu wehla phansi entabeni yeSinayi, leyo nsika yomlilo yalumathisa intaba yonke ngomlilo futhi ilizwi lakhuluma liphuma lapho futhi uNkulunkulu wapha imilayo elithule.
Moses could have walked up there before the people and said, "This day the scripture that I have told you as his prophet comes to pass. This day I told you that God met me and I'm bearing a burning bush and a pillar of fire."
UMose wayengabe efike lapho phambi kwabantu futhi athi, "Lamuhla umbhalo lo engilitshele wona njengomprofeti wakhe uyagcwaliseka lamuhla. Ngilitshelile ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhlangane lami futhi phezulu ngale esihlahleni esivuthayo ngensika yomlilo."
And he said, This will be a sign. You'll bring the people right back to this place here again. And there is God in the same pillar of fire I told you was in, hanging right down on the mountain. Amen. This day, this prophecy is fulfilled. Amen. Here he is to vindicate that the things I've said is the truth.
Futhi wathi lokho, "Ngiza, lesi sizakuba isibonakaliso. Uzakubabuyisela khona emuva kulindawo lapha futhi. Futhi kulowo uNkulunkulu ensikeni yomlilo efanayo engalitshela ukuthi wayekuyo ilenga khona phesheya entabeni, lamuhla lesi siprofeti sigcwalisekile. Nangu elapha ukuzoqinisa ukuthi izinto engizikhulumileyo ziliqiniso."
God give us more man like that, that's honest and sincere and tell the truth, that God Almighty could vindicate that His word is still truth. He remains the same yesterday and ever. Why wouldn't he do it? He promised to do it.
Nkulunkulu, sinike amadoda amanengi anjalo, abathembekileyo, labaqinisekileyo, labakhuluma iqiniso, ukuthi uNkulunkulu uSomandla engaqinisa ukuthi ilizwi lakhe lokhu liliqiniso. Uhlala engofana izolo lanini nini. Kungani wayengeke akwenze, wathembisa ukukwenza.
Joshua, he might have said the same. The day that he come back to Kadesh Barnea, where they had journeyed so far in the wilderness, they were doubting the land being the kind of land that God said it would be, but God told them it was a good land. It was flowing with milk and honey.
UJoshua wayengabe wakhuluma okufanayo ngosuku lolo abuyela ngalo eKadesh Barnea, lapho ababe hambe umango omude enkangala, babethandabuza ilizwe lisiba luhlobo lelizwe uNkulunkulu athi liza kuba hilo. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabatshela ukuthi kwakuyilizwe elihle laligeleza ucago loluju.
And Joshua and Caleb was the only two that would believe it. Out of the other 10 that left, when they come back, they had the evidence. They had a bunch of grapes that two strong men could only carry.
Futhi, uJoshua loCaleb kwakuyibo ababili kuphela ababe kukholwa ngaphandle kwabanye abalichumi abasalayo. Lapho bephenduka babe lobufakazi babe lesiqa samagulebusi esasingathwalwa ngamadoda amabili alamandla.
Joshua and Caleb could have stood right there and said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Here's the evidence that it is a good land."
Yeah, sure.
UJoshua loCaleb babe ngama lapho futhi bathi, "Lamuhle lombhalo ugcwalisekile. Nampu bufakazi ukuthi kulilizwe elihle sibili."
Wow, there's the evidence that it's a good land. Where'd you ever get such things as that? In Egypt, there was no such places. But this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Ngani, nampu ubufakazi ukuthi lilizwe elihle. Wake wathola ngapi izinto ezinjengalezo eGipite. Kwakungela ndawo ezinjalo. Kodwa lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile.
He could have said the thing, same when he prophesied and said the walls of Jericho would fall down after they marched around 7 times. 7 days, 7 times a day. And when they marched around that last time, the walls fell down.
Wayengayikhuluma into efanayo lapho eprofeta futhi wathi imiduli yeJericho yayizawela phansi emva kokuba sebemachile babhoda kasikhombisa. Izinsuku eziyisikhombisa kasikhombisa ngosuku futhi sebemathe leso sikhathi sokucina imiduli yawela phansi.
Joshua could have stood and said, "This day the chief captain of the host of the Lord that told me weeks ago that it would happen like this, this day this scripture is fulfilled." There laid the walls flat on the ground. Come on, let's go take it. It belongs to us. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
UJoshua wayengasukuma futhi athi, "Lamuhla, induna enkulu yenkosi yamabandla eyangitshela amaviki adlulileyo ukuthi kuzakwenzakala njengalokhu. Lamuhla lombhalo ugcwalisekile. Nanso imduli ilele ibhazelele emhlabathini. Wozani, asihambeni siyelithatha ngelethu. Lamuhla lombhalo ugcwalisekile."
How wonderful! Man of God has stood for the things that's right. Israel, at the river, when they possessed the land, went over. How are they going to do it? It's the month of April. The floods are coming down because the snow is melting up in Judea.
Kumangalisa okunganani, amadoda kaNkulunkulu amela izinto ezilungileyo u-Israyeli emfuleni. Lapho sebethumbe ilizwe, bacapha, baza kwenza njani. Inyanga kamabasa, izikhukhula ziyeza phansi ngoba iliqo liyancibilika phezulu eJudea.
Oh, what a poor general it seemed like God was to bring his people there in the month of April when the Jordan was higher back than it ever was.
Oh, induna ehlulekayo kwabonakala sengathi uNkulunkulu wayenjalo ukuletha abantu bakhe lapho ngenyanga kamabasa lapho iJordani yayiphakeme emuva.
Sometimes I might stop here if I had time to give you just a little tip. Sometimes you may be studying out with cancer, you might be studying with a disease.
Ngezinye isikhathi ngingama lapha nxa bengilesikhathi ukulipha nje iseluleko esincinyane. Kwesinye isikhathi ungabe uhlezi phandle lapho ulemvukuzane kumbe ungabe uhlezi ulomkhuhlane.
You think, why me being a Christian would be in this way? Why would I be sitting like this if I'm a Christian? Sometimes God lets the things get so dark that you can't see up, round, or anywhere else, and then he comes and makes a way through it for you. But you might say, this day, this scripture is being fulfilled that he promised to do.
Ucabanga, kungani mina, ngingumKristu, ngibe ngalindlela, kungani ngihlezi njengalokho, nxa ngingumKristu, ngezinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu, uyavumela izinto ukuthi zibe mnyama. Awungeke ubone phezulu emaceleni kumbe loba kuyiphi indawo. Futhi ke uyabuya futhi akwenzele indlela ukuthi ungathi lamuhla lumbhalo uyagcwaliseka lo athembisa ukuwenza.
He let the Hebrew children walk right into the fiery furnace. They said, "Our God is able to deliver us in this fiery furnace, but nevertheless we'll not bow down to your image."
Wavumela abantwana bamaHebheru bangene khona phakathi kwesithando somlilo. Bathi uNkulunkulu wethu uyenelisa ukusikhulula kulumlilo esithandweni, kodwa kungenani asikukhothamela isithombe senu.
When they walked out there, the smell of the furnace upon them, no smell of the furnace rather upon them, they could have said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled." Daniel comes from the lion's den, he could have said the same thing.
Lapho bephuma phandle kwalapho umnuko wesithando phezu kwabo, kungela mnuko wesithando bengizama ukutsho kubo, babengabe bethe lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile. Lapho uDaniel ephuma emhumeni wezilwane wayengakhuluma into efanayo.
John the Baptist, after 400 years of ecclesiastical teaching, no wonder that church was in a mess at that time. When he appeared in the wilderness of Jordan, he could have stood right down the bank as he did and say, "This day, this scripture, Isaiah 40, is fulfilled."
UJohane umbhaphathizi emva kweminyaka engamakhulu amane yemfundiso yabafundisi, akumangalisi ibandla lelo laliphakathi kwenqabangxoza leso sikhathi, lapho ebonakala enkangala eJordani wayengabe wema khona lapho ekhunjini, njengoba wenza futhi athi lamuhla lumbhalo uIsaiah 40 ugcwalisekile.
How I could stop here and tell you what that old priest told me. He said, "Son, you never finished that message." I said, "Keep still." He said, "You mean that Pentecostals don't see that?" I said, "No." He said, "I see it in a Catholic priest." He said, "Why didn't you go on?" I said, "Keep still."
Bengingama kanjani lapha futhi ngilitshele lokho lo umpristo omdala angitshela khona. Wathi, "Ndodana, awuzange uqede lo mbiko." Ngathi, "Hlala uthule." Wathi, "Utsho ukuthi wona amaPentecost abakuboni lokhu?" Ngathi, "Hatshi." Wathi, "Ngiyakubona njalo engumpristi weKatolika futhi aha." Wathi, "Kungani ungazange uqhubekele phambili?" Ngathi, "Hlala uthule."
He said, "Glory to God, I see it." And about that time, the Holy Ghost fell on his sister sitting out there in a meeting, and she raised up speaking in unknown tongues and gave the interpretation of the very thing that the priest and I were talking about on the platform.
Wathi, "Duma kuNkulunkulu, ngiyakubona khona." Futhi phose ngaleso sikhathi umoya ongcwele wehlela phezulu kukadadewabo ehlezi lapho emhlanganweni, futhi waphakama ekhuluma ngendimi ezingaziwayo, futhi wapha incazelo yezinto uqobo lezo umpristu lami esasikhuluma ngazo kuplatform.
The whole church, the whole place went into a roar. Carried on over to old Robert's convention last week, or week before last, was the talk of the convention.
Ibandla lonke, indawo yonke, lakhamuluka kwaqhubeka kusiya emhlanganweni omkhulu ka-Oral Roberts ngeviki edluleyo kumbe iviki ngemuva kwayo, futhi kwaba yinkulumo emhlanganweni omkhulu.
How did that priest sitting under the Holy Spirit revealed out there through a woman, his sister, I believe it was, or what was taking place up there on the platform, and revealed that thing that we were hiding?
Ukuthi kanjani lowo priest ehlezi ngaphansi komoya ongcwele wembula phakathi lapho ngowesifazane udadewabo, ngiyakhula kwakunguye okwakusenzakala phezu lapho kuplatform, futhi wembula leyo nto esasifihla.
The hour that we're living, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, the evening lights have come, and we fail to see it. Notice, John said, "This day, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." As said the prophet Isaiah, "Prepare the way for the Lord."
Ihola esiphila kulo lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile, lamuhla ukukhanya kwantambama sekubuyile, futhi siyehluleka ukukubona. Nanzelela uJohane wathi, "Lamuhla ngiyilizwi lomemezayo enkangala, njengokwakhulunywa ngumprofethi uIsaya, lungisani indlela yenkosi."
They didn't understand. Said, "Oh, you're Jesus, you're the Christ, rather." He said, "I am not the Christ." He said, "I'm not worthy to loose his shoes."
Kabazange bakuzwisise, but "Oh, ungu Jesu, ungu Kristu," bengisicho. "What? Gangisuye u Kristu." "What? Angifanelanga ukuthukulula izicathulo zakhe."
But he said he's standing among you somewhere. Or he was sure that he would be there. He'd be in his day because God told him he was to introduce the Messiah.
Kodwa wathi umile phakathi kwenu kwenye indawo ngoba wayeqinisekile ukuthi uza kuba lawo wayeza kuba osukwini lakhe ngoba uNkulunkulu wamtshela wayeza kwazisa uMesiya.
One day a young man come walking down there and he seen like a light over the top of him, a sign, and he cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God." This day, this scripture is fulfilled before you. Sure.
Ngolunye usuku kwabuya indoda encinyane ihamba phansi lapho futhi wabona sengathi yikukhanya ngaphezu kwakhe isibonakaliso futhi wamemeza, "Khangela iwundlu likaNkulunkulu lamuhla lombhalo ugcwalisekile phambi kwenu." Sibili.
At the day of Pentecost, how Peter stood up and quoted the scripture of Joel 2:38. When they was all laughing, those people, they couldn't talk in their own language. They were jabbering off something else. The Bible said cloven tongues. Cloven is a parted tongue, not saying nothing. Just a jabbering, running around like a bunch of drunk people.
Ngosuku lwePentecost, ukuthi uPetro wema kanjani futhi wacaphuna umbhalo wabo. KaJoel 2:38. Lapho babehleka bonke abantu labo. Babengenelisi ukukhuluma ngolimi lwabo. Babe gagasa into ethile, iBhayibhelathi, inzilimi eziyimbhaxa. Imbhaxa kuyikwehlukana ulimi, ungatsho lutho, ukugagasa nje. Begijima bebhoda, njengexuku labantu abadakiweyo.
They all said, "Well, these people are drunk, look at them. Look how they're acting, how them women and men, they're disorderly," said that religious group of that day.
Bonke bathi, "Awu, laba bantu badakiwe. Bakhangeleni, khangela ukuthi benza njani, ukuthi kanjani, bona abafazi lamadoda, abahlelekanga," kwatsho lelo qembu labezenkulu lwalolo suku.
Peter stood up in the midst of them, said, "Men and brethren, you that dwell in Jerusalem and you that dwell in Judea, let it be known unto you that these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day."
UPetro wasukuma phakathi kwabo wathi, "Madoda labazalwane, lina elihlala eJerusalema, lani elihlala eJudiya, ngakwaziwe kini lokho ukuthi laba ngabadakwanga njengoba licabanga, libona lihola lesithathu losuku.
But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, it'll come to pass in the last day. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This day, this scripture was fulfilled."
Kodwa lokho yilokho okwakhulunywa ngumprofeti uJoweli, "Kuza kwenzakala ensukwini zokugcina, ngizathulula umoya wami phezu kwenyama yonke, lamuhla lombhalo wagcwaliseka qiniso."
Luther was right on time. Wesley was right on time. Pentecost was right on time. Nothing out of the order.
ULuther weza ngesikhathi, uWesley weza ngesikhathi, iPentecost yeza ngesikhathi, akula lutho oluphandle kohlelo.
Now, I asked you to consider the age and time we now live in with the promised word for today. If back in other ages, man could say this day, this scripture.
Manje ngiyacela ukuthi linake isizukulwane lesikhathi esiphila kuso kathesi, kanye lelizwi elithenjisiweyo lalamuhla. Nxa emuva kwezinye izikhathi abantu babesithi lamuhla lombhalo.
This day this scripture. Then what about the scripture for this day? What's promised for this day? Where are we standing? What hour are we living when the clock is beating the scientific clock 3 minutes before midnight?
Lamuhla lombhalo, manje ke umbhalo walolu suku. Kuyini okuthenjisiweyo kwalolu suku? Simi ngapi? Siphila kuhola liphi? Lapho inkombalanga ichaya, inkombalanga yesayensi, imizuzu emithathu, kungakabi phakathi kobusuku.
World has got the jitters. The church is in a bed of corruption. Nobody knows where they're standing. What time of day is it? What about the scripture for this day? The conditions of the church are the conditions of the church today?
Umhlaba uyaquqa. Ibandla lisembhedeni wokonakala. Lapho akula muntu owaziyo lapho abame khona. Isikhathi bani sosuku esiyiso. Umbhalo walolo suku ke izimo zebandla kumbe izimo zebandla lamhlanje.
In the world politics, our world system is just as rotten as it can be. I'm not a politician, I'm a Christian. But I got no business talking about politics, but I just want to say they're rotten on both sides.
Emhlabeni ipolitiki uhlelo lomhlaba wethu ubolile njengalokho ongaba yikho. Angisuye wezepolitiki, ngingumKristu, kodwa angila msebenzi ngokukhuluma ngezepolitiki, kodwa ngifuna nje ukuthi ngithi babolile kuhlangothi zombili.
I voted once. That was for Christ. I got to win. The devil voted against me. Christ voted for me. Depends on which way I cast my vote. I'm glad I cast it on him. Let the world say what they want to. I still believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll prove it. He certainly will. Certainly.
Ngavota kanye. Lokho kwaku ngokuka Kristu. Ngimele nginqobe. Udevil wavota ephikisana lami futhi uKristu wangivotela kuya ngokuthi yipi indlela engiphosela khona ivoti yami. Ngiyathokoza ngayiphosela kuye. Yeka umhlaba ukhulume lokho okufunayo. Ngilokho ngisakholwa ukuthi uyafana izulu lamhla lanini nini uza kutshengisa ngeqiniso uza kwenza sibili.
The increase in crime, juvenile delinquency, look at our nation. Once the flower of the earth, our great democracy was formed back there, and the Declaration of Independence, and Declaration of Independence is signed, and we had a democracy. Our great forefathers and the things that they done, we had a great nation.
Ukungezeleleka kobugebenga, ukungezwa kwabantwana, khangela isizwe sethu, sake saba liluba lomhlaba, intando yabaningi, yabunjwa emuva le menyezelweni kwenkululeko futhi isimemezelo senkululeko sasayinwa futhi saba lentando yabaningi futhi labo khokho bethu futhi lezi zinto abazenzayo sasilesizwe esikhulu.
But she is now rotten and crumbling and shaken and giving away and trying to tax people to get money to send over there to buy friendship with her enemies. They're throwing it back in her face.
Kodwa manje usebola futhi usewohloka lokunyikinyeka futhi siyavuthuka futhi lokuzama ukubhadalisa abantu intelo ukuthola imali yokuthumela phecheya ukuthenga ubungani lezitha zabo bayayiphosela ebusweni bethu.
One world war, two world war, still moving on to a third one. Certainly politics is rotten, corrupted, rotten to the bottom. Just exactly what Matthew 24 said it would be. Nation to be against nation, kingdom against kingdom. All these things would take place. Let's consider this now. All right.
Impi yomhlaba yokuqala. Esibili, impi yomhlaba. Futhi lokho siqhubeka sisiya kwesithathu. Qiniso, ipolitiki libolile. Iwonakele ibolile ize ifike phansi. Khona kanye lokho uMateyu 24 athi kuza kuba yikho. Isizwe sizavukela isizwe. Umbuso umelana lombuso. Zonke izinto lezi zizathatha indawo. Gasi nageni lokho manje kulungile.
Notice another. The increase in scientific research. Now one time just my grandfather went to see my grandmother in an ox cart. Now it's a jet plane. Or even a orbit into the air in the outer space.
Nanzelela okunye. Ukungezeleleka kwezokucubungula ze science. Manje ngesinye isikhathi njenga uba mkhulu wami waya ukuyabona ugogo wami enqolweni yenkabi. Manje sokuyindiza mchina yejet kumbe ukujikeleza umhlaba usemoyeni emkhathini wangaphandle.
It's great. Who said this? Daniel 12:4 said knowledge shall increase in the last days. We see the hour we're living. Notice the conditions of the world, the condition of science.
Kukhulu. Njani, ngubani owakhuluma lokho? Daniel 12:4 what? Ulwazi luza kwanda ensukwini zokucina. Siyabona ihola esiphila kulo nanzelela manje izimo zomhlaba isimo se science.
And notice again today in our educational system. I don't try to deny this. I've got the newspaper clippings teaching sex in our church, in our schools, of young students to have sexual affairs with one another to see if they can mate in the world. Yes, sir.
Futhi nanzelelani njalo lamuhla ehlelweni lwethu lemfundo. Manje ungazami ukukulandula lokho. Ngilezi qephu zephephandaba zifundisa ezamacansi kwawethu amabandla ezikolweni zethu abantwana abancane ukuthi benze indaba zokulalana omunye lomunye ukubona nxa bengahlangana emhlabeni. Yebo nomzana.
How about in our priesthood? Tonight I got a piece out of the paper over in Los Angeles, California, where a bunch of clergymen, Baptists and Presbyterians, ministers brought a bunch of homosexuals in and practiced homosexuals. Saying they're trying to win them to God when that's one of the curses of the hour. A sodomite. And the law even arrested them.
Kanjani, ngobu priesti, bethu, lobu busuku, ngilesiqephu esiphume ephejini, ngale eLos Angeles, California, lapho iqembu labafundisa amaBaptist lamaPresbyterian abachumayeli baletha iqembu lezinkotshana phakathi futhi benza ubunkotshana besithi babezama ukubatholela kuNkulunkulu. Lapho yiso sesinye seziqalekiso zehola uSodoma futhi lomthetho wababopha.
Now where we at? Our whole system is rotten out from under us. I've seen the increase of homosexual across the United States has increased 20-30% over last year. Think of that. Man living with man, just exactly like they did in Sodom.
Manje singapi, lonke uhlelo lwethu solubolile phansi kwethu. Ngibone ukwanda kwezinkotshana e-United States lokwanda kwama-percent angamachumi amabili kumbe amachumi amathathu ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Cabanga ngalokho, indoda iphila lendoda khona kanye abakwenzayo eSodoma.
Increase in crime, juvenile delinquency. What hour are we living? This day, this word of prophecy is fulfilled.
Ukwanda kobugebengu, ukungezwa kwabantwana, siphila eholeni liphi lamuhla leli ilizwe lesiprofeti ligcwalisekile.
The religious world, the church itself, the church, the called out church, that we call the called out church, the last church age, the Pentecostal church age, where is it? It's in Laodicea, as the scripture said.
Umhlaba wenkolo, ibandla ngokwalo, ibandla elibiziweyo laphuma, lelo esilibiza ibandla elibiziweyo laphuma, isikhathi sebandla lokugcina, ibandla lesikhathi sePentecost lingapi, liseLaodikeya, njengokuba umbhalo watsho.
They've let down the bars. Their women are half dressed. Their men are. It's a horrible thing. Some of them married 3 or 4 times on deacon boards and everything else. They've let down and brought in corruption because they've set in councils and took the place with the world.
Lamuhla, bawisele phansi imigoqo. Abafazi babo bagqoke okungaphelelanga. Amadoda abo ayinto embi kakhulu. Abanye babo bachathe kathathu kumbe kanye basemabhodini amadikoni futhi layo yonke enye into bayekethisile njalo baletha ukonakala ngoba bafake amakhansili futhi bathatha indawo kanye lomhlaba.
And today they got better buildings than ever had. Someplace one of them's building a $50 million auditorium. $50 million Pentecostals. It used to be down on the corner 25 years ago beating a tambourine.
Futhi lamuhla baleza kiwo ezingcono abake babalazo kwenye indawo. Omunye wabo uyakha ihall yezigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu amadola. Izigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu amadola amaPentecost kwakuvame ukuba phansi ekhoneni iminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu eyadlulayo bechaya itamburina.
Said we because the scripture said in Revelation 3 that you are rich. That I'm rich, I said as a queen, I have need of nothing, and knowest thou not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind, and don't know it.
But you see, ngoba umbhalo wathi kusambulo 3 ukuthi Unotile wathi nginotile. Ngihlezi njengendlovukazi. Angisweli lutho. Futhi awazi ukuthi uyahawula, ulusizi, ungumyanga, unqunu, uyisiphofu futhi awukwazi.
This day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. Amen. Amen means so be it. I'm not amen in myself, but I mean I believe it's the truth. This day this scripture is fulfilled.
Lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile emehlweni enu. Amen. Amen utsho makube njalo. Kangizi amen mina ngokwami, kodwa ngitsho ukuthi ngiyakholwa ukuthi kuliqiniso lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile.
The Pentecostal church is in a Laodicean condition. Oh, they still jump and holler and carry on when the music's beating. When the music stops beating, or the beatneck music, some of them play and call it Christianity. And whenever that stops, all the glory's gone.
Ibandla le Pentecost, lisesimeni se Laodicea. Oh, lokho beseqa futhi, bamemeze futhi, baqhubeke lapho umusic uchaya, lapho umusic usima. Ukukhala kumbe umusic womdumdum abanye babo abawudlalayo futhi bekubiza ngokuthi isiKristu futhi lobanini lokho kusima yonke inkazimulo isihambile yebo.
It's a real praise of God. There isn't enough whistles and enough power in the world to stop it.
Amen.
When it really comes from God, it don't take music to be beat up. It takes the Spirit of God to come down.
Nga kuyikudumisa kweqiniso kaNkulunkulu. Akula mpembe ezeneleyo lamandla eneleyo eneleyo emhlabeni ukukumisa. Nga kuvela kuNkulunkulu sibili. Akuthathi umusic ukuthi ukutshaye. Kuthatha umoya kaNkulunkulu ukubuya phansi kukho. Yikho lokho okukwenzayo.
Because it clashed the gift of the Holy Ghost, initial evidence of speaking in tongues, and I heard devils and witches speaking tongues.
Futhi kukade bakukhohlwa khona. Ngoba sebefake esibangeni isipho sikamoya oyingcwele. Ubufakazi bokuqala bokukhuluma ngendimi. Futhi ngezwe odevil labathakathi bekhuluma ngendimi.
The Holy Ghost is a word of God in you that identifies itself by accepting that word. Outside of that, it can't be the Holy Ghost. If it says it's the Holy Spirit and denies one word of that Bible, it cannot be the Holy Spirit. That's the evidence whether you believe or not.
Umoya ongcwele yilizwi likaNkulunkulu phakathi kwakho elizikhombayo ngokwalo ngokwamukela lelo lizwi ngaphandle kwalokho akungeke kube ngumoya ongcwele nxa kusithi ngumoya ongcwele futhi kulandule ilizwi elilodwa leBhayibheli lelo akungeke kube ngumoya ongcwele yibo ubufakazi ukuba uyakukholwa kumbe hatshi.
Notice another great sign. The Jews are in their homeland, their own nation, their own money, a member of the United Nations. They got their own army, they got everything.
Nanzelela esinye isibonakaliso esikhulu. AbaJuda baselizweni labo, ilizwe labo, imali yabo, ilunga lezizwe ezibambeneyo balebutho labo balakho konke.
They're in their homeland, which Jesus said, learn a parable of the fig tree. There they are, right back in their nation. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Jews in their homeland, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Laodicea church age.
Baselizweni labo lelo uJesu athi fundani umfanekiso wesihlahla somkhiwa nampo belapho khona njalo elizweni labo lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile abajuda elizweni labo lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile isikhathi sebandla leLaodicea.
This day, this scripture, Matthew 24 is fulfilled. The world is in corruption, the whole thing, nations against nations. Earthquakes in diverse places. Great whirlwinds coming down, shaking the nations and so forth. Great disasters everywhere. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Lamuhla lumbhalo, Matthew 24, ugcwalisekile. Umhlaba usekuwonakele into yonke izizwe zimelana lezizwe. Ukuzamazama komhlaba endaweni ezijiyeneyo izavunguzane ezinkulu zisehla zinyikinya izizwe lokunjalo ingozi ezinkulu yonke indawo lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile.
Now we found out the condition of the world. We see where the church normal organization denomination. We see where they are. We see where the nations are. And we see that this day, these promises is fulfilled.
Manje, sifumene isimo somhlaba. Siyabona lapho ibandla, elijwayelekileyo, inhlanganiso yesonto. Siyabona lapho abakhona. Siyabona lapho izizwe ezikhona. Futhi siyabona ukuthi lamuhla izithembiso lezi zigcwalisekile.
Now, but in this day, there is to come a super royal seed of Abraham. That's exactly what it would be, a royal bride to the royal promised son. Last spoke last night, it won't be a natural seed, it'll be a spiritual seed.
Manje kodwa kulolu suku kuzabuya ephakemeyo inzalo yobukhosi ka-Abraham. Hiko kanye lokho okuza kuba hikho. Izabe ingumlobokazi wobukhosi endodaneni yobukhosi ethenjisiweyo. Njengoba ngikhulumile ubusuku obudlulileyo akusoze ibe yinzalo yenyama, iza kuba yinzalo kamoya.
There's to be a spiritual bride raised up which will be the royal seed of the royal faith of Abraham's royal son. She is to come on the scene in the last days. And the time and the place is the promises given to her.
Kuza kuba lo mlobokazi kamoya ozaphakama lo oza kuba inzalo yobukhosi yokholo lobukhosi lwendodana kaAbraham yobukhosi. Uza kuza enkundleni ensukwini zokugcina futhi lesikhathi lendawo yisithembiso esiphiwe kuye.
According to Malachi 4, a scripture, there is to rise a message that will shake the hearts of the people right back to the apostolic fathers again.
Njengokutsho kukaMalachi 4, umbhalo, kuza kuphakama umbiko okuzanyikinya inhliziyo zabantu zibuyele emuva kubobaba besipostoli njalo.
There is to rise one on the scene in the power of Elijah. That'll rise on the scene, a wilderness man. That'll come out and will have a message. That'll come right straight back to the Word again. That's the hour that we're living in.
Kuzavuka omunye enkundleni, emandleni kaElijah. Okuzavuka enkundleni, indoda yenkangala. Ezaphuma futhi, izakuba lombiko, ozagijima. Ubuyele elizwini njalo, hilo ihola esiphila kilo.
Then consider, now I ask you this hour, you people here of Jeffersonville in 1933, the supernatural light that fell down there on the river that day when I was baptized in 500 in the name of Jesus Christ as about a 20-year-old boy.
Khona ke, nakana manje, ngiyalicela kuleli hola lina bantu, lapha base Jeffersonville, ngo-1933, ukukhanya, okudlula imvelo, lokho okwehla phansi phesheya emfuleni, lolo suku. Lapho ngibhaphathiza amakhulu amahlanu ebizweni likaJesu Kristu njengomfana ongaba leminyaka engamashumi amabili ubudala.
What did it say, Jeffersonville? What was it at the foot of Spring Street there when the Courier Journal, I believe it was the Louisville Herald, packed the article of it, went plumb across the Associated Press, plumb into Canada, Dr. Lee Bale cut it out of the paper way up in Canada in 1933?
Kwathini khona, Jeffersonville? Kwakuyini enyaweni zesitalada uSpring lapho? Lapho iCourier Journal, ngiyakholwa, kwakuyi Louisville Herald, yathwala indatshana yakho. Kwahamba kwadlula iAssociated Press, kuquba kusiya eCanada. UDokotela Livele wakusika ephepheni khonale phezulu eCanada ngo-1933.
Well, I was baptizing my 17th person under this witness, and you know the rest of the story. And we're standing there baptizing the 17th person, a light come down from heaven.
Lapho ngibhaphathiza umuntu wami wechumi lasikhombisa phansi kobufakazi lobu, futhi liyayazi yonke indaba. Futhi lapho ngimile khonapho ngibhaphathiza umuntu wechumi lesikhombisa, ukukhanya kwehla phansi kuvela ezulwini.
Shining down above there like a star falling from the heaven, a voice said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message shall forerun it. This day, this scripture.
Kukhazimula phansi phezulu lapho, njengenkanyezi isiwa ivela ezulwini, ilizwi lathi, njengoJohane umbhaphathizi wathunywa ukwandulela ukuza kukaKristu kokuqala, umbiko wakho uzandulela ukubuya kwakhe kwesibili emhlabeni wonke lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile.
This day is what around the world.
Lamuhla uNkulunkulu wakuthembisa kuyini okwenzakalayo. Lamuhla kuhambe umhlaba wonke jikelele.
And when God came down there and said that when as a little boy in a burning bush or a bush up there on fire with a pillar of fire up here at Watson's place on the Utica Pike, packing water back there from that barn to the moonshine still. You know the truth of it.
Futhi lapho uNkulunkulu esehla lapho futhi watsho lokho lapho ngisasengumfana omncinyane esihlahleni esivuthayo kumbe isihlahla phezulu lapho sivutha ngensika yomlilo phezulu lapho endaweni yeWathen eUtica Pike ngisika amanzi emuva lapho kusukela kuleso sibaya kusiya emthineni wokupheka ithototo liyazi iqiniso lakho.
He said, don't you never smoke or drink or defile your body, for there's a work for you to do when you get older. I testified to that being the truth that I saw it. And God, as it did with Moses, spoke out before the congregation down there and said, this is the truth. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. In the midst of us.
Wathi, ungapemi, kumbe unathe, kumbe ungcolise umzimba wakho, ngoba kulomsebenzi wakho, omele uwenze lapho usukhulile. Ngiyafakaza kulokho ukuba liqiniso ukuthi ngakubona futhi uNkulunkulu njengalokho akwenzayo lo Mose wakhuluma phambi kwebandla phansi phesheya futhi wathi leli liqiniso lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile phakathi kwethu.
Watch what he said about the discernment and how it would be from laying hands upon him to knowing the secret of the heart. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Before our very eyes.
Khangela lokho akuchoyo mayelana ngokudalula futhi lokuthi kuzabe kunjani ngokubeka izandla phezukwawo kusiya ukuba kwazi imfihlo zenhliziyo zabo lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile phambi kwamehlo ethu.
These promises that was made. Notice, all these promises have been vindicated and fulfilled by the God of the promise. Look, hanging in Washington, D.C. tonight, the picture of the angel of the Lord.
Lezi izithembiso ezenziwayo, nanzelela, zonke lezi izithembiso, zaqiniswa futhi, zagcwaliswa ngoNkulunkulu wesithembiso. Khangela, kulengisiwe eWashington, D.C., lobo busuku, umfanekiso wengilosi yenkosi.
As George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI, fingerprint and document for the United States government, examined it from Houston, Texas, and said, this is the only supernatural being that was ever photographed in all the world. He ought to know he's the best that's in the world.
Njengo George J. Lacey, omkhulu, wokudindwa kweminwe we FBI, lengwalo zikahulumende we United States, wakuhlola eHouston, Texas, futhi wathi, le yiyo yodwa into ephande kwemvelo eyake yathathwa umpikitsha emhlabeni wonke wayemele abekwazi nguye odlula bonke emhlabeni ngakho.
Notice that hangs as a truth, the same pillar of fire that led Israel back to the wilderness is leading today the same fire of come up out of Egypt. Holy Jesus. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. You know the message that he said.
Nanzelela nanko la kulenga njengeqiniso insika yomlilo efanayo eyakhokhela uIsrayeli emuva enkangala iyakhokhela lamuhla uhlobo olufanayo lombiko wokuthi phuma phakathi kweGibhite lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile liyawazi umbiko awuthoyo.
Look at the vision of Tucson 3 years ago. We're standing up here on the lane. When 5 years before that, he said, the day that the city drives a stake down in front of that gate, turn yourself towards the west. My tabernacle, the folks that sure knows that time. That's right.
ekhangela umbono weTucson iminyaka emithathu edluleyo lapho ngimile phezulu lapha emgwaqweni lapho iminyaka emihlanu ngaphambi kwalokhu wathi usuku lapho idolobha lichayela phansi isikhonkwane phambi kwesango lelo ziphendule uye ngasentshonalanga abantu bethebhanekeli lami abalapha bayakwazi ukuthi prop leso leso skathi kunjalo.
And the day that Mr. Goins then was up there and drove that stake down, I said to the wife, is something about this? She said, what is it? And when he looked in my little book, there it was.
Futhi usuku lolo unumzana Goines futhi labo babe phezulu ngale futhi babethela leso skonkwane phansi ngathi kunkosikazi kulenye into ngalokho wathi kuyini futhi ngangena phakathi futhi ngakhangela ibhuku lami elincinyane nanku kulapho.
That next morning at 10 o'clock, sitting in there, my room there about 10 o'clock, the angel of the Lord came down. He said, go to Tucson. You'll be northeast of Tucson. And there will come seven angels in a cluster that will shake the whole earth around you. And said, it'll be told you from there.
Futhi lokho kusa okwalandelayo ngelethuminta ngihlezi phakathi lapho ikamelo lami lapho phose ngehola lethuminta ingelosi yenkosi yehla phansi wathi hamba eTucson uzakuba usenyakatho mpumalanga yeTucson futhi lapho kuzabuya ingilosi ezisikhombisa esixukwini eziza nyikinya umhlaba wonke phansi kwakho futhi what? Uza kutshelwa kusukela lapho.
How many remembers that here? Way before it happened, there's man sitting right here in this building that I was standing right there when it happened.
Banga abakukhumbulayo lokho. Lapha khonale, kungakenzakali. Kulamadoda ahlezi khona lapho, kulesi isakhiwo lobu busuku. Babehlezi khona lapho, lapho kusenzakala.
And said the seven seals. All the hidden mysteries of the entire Bible be opened and fulfill Revelation 10 that in the seventh angel's message these things should come to pass. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Foot guati, impau ezis kombisa, zemfihlo, ezifihlwe, ze bible, long. Zizavulwa futhi zigcwalise uSambulo 10 ukuthi embikweni wengilosi yesikhombisa izinto lezi kumele zigcwaliseke lamuhla lombhalo ugcwalisekile phambi kwamehlo ethu lamuhla lombhalo ugcwalisekile.
Last year standing in the same place, Mr. Woods here and I going up the hill in a kind of mourning about his wife being sick.
Umnyaka odluleyo ngimi endaweni efanayo umnumzana Wood lapha lami siqansa uqaqa sengathi uyalila ngomkakhe egula.
The Holy Spirit said, pick up a rock. Laying there, throw it up in the air. When it comes down, say, thus saith the Lord. There will be judgment strike the earth. Tell him that he'll see the hand of God in the next few hours.
Umoya oyingcwele wathi, dobha idwala. Elilele phansi liphosele phezulu emoyeni lapho lisehla phansi uthi icho kanje inkosi kuza kuba lokwahlulela okuzachaya umhlaba umtshele ukuthi uzabona isandla sikaNkulunkulu amahola amalutshwane alandelayo.
I told Mr. Woods is present tonight and I guess 8 or 10 of the men of 15 that was there at that time when it took place the next morning where the Lord came down in a whirlwind and ripped the mountain out around us and cut the tops of the trees loose and made three blasts and said, judgment is headed towards the west coast.
Ngamtshela umnumzana Hood. Ukhona lapha lobu busuku. Futhi ngiyacabanga isificamunembili kumbe ijumi lamadoda kumbe ijumi lanhlanu ababekhona leso sikhathi. Lapho kuthatha indawo. Ukusa okwalandelayo lapho inkosi ehla phansi ngesavunguzane futhi sadabula intaba phansi kwethu futhi saquma izihloko zezihlahla futhi kwa dubuka kathathu futhi kwathi ukwahlulela kuqonde ekhunjini lwase Tshonalanga.
Amen. 2 days after that, Alaska almost sunk beneath the earth. And since then, up and down the coast, the belches of God's judgment against that spiritual screen. There is a iron curtain, there is a bamboo curtain, and there is a sin curtain.
Insuku ezimbili, emva kwalokhu, iAlaska yaphosa yatshona phansi komhlaba, futhi kusukela lapho phezulu, laphansi ekhunjini. Ukuthunqa kokwahlulela kukaNkulunkulu umelana laleso isisibekelo sikamoya kule khetheni lensimbi kule khetheni lebhampu futhi kule khetheni lesoni.
Civilizations travel with the sun, so as the gospel they've come from the east and went west like the sun goes, and now it's on the west coast, it can't go no further. If it goes further, it'll be back east again.
Imputuko ihambisana lelanga kanjalo levangeli babuye bevela empumalanga futhi besiya entshonalanga njengokuhamba kwelanga futhi kathesi kusekhunjini lwentshonalanga akungeke kuye phambili nxa kungaya phambili kuzabe sekuphendukela empumalanga njalo.
The prophet said there will come a day that cannot be called night or day, a dismal day, a lot of rain and fall, just enough how to know how to join a church or put your name on a book, but it shall be light about the evening time.
Prophet wathi kuzakuza usuku lolo olungeke lubizwe ukuthi ubusuku kumbe imini, usuku olufipheleyo izulu elinenge lenkungu okweneleyo nje ukubakwazi ukujoina ibandla kumbe ufake ibizo lakho ebhukwini, kodwa kuzakuba yikukhanya sekuza kuba isikhathi santambama.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The same S-U-N that rises in the east is the same S-U-N that sets in the west.
Lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile. Elifanayo. I-L-A-N-G-A. Lelo eliphuma empumalanga lingelifanayo, I-L-A-N-G-A, lelo elitshona entshonalanga.
And the same S-O-N of God that come in the east and vindicated himself as God manifested in the flesh is the same S-O-N of God in the western hemisphere here that's identifying himself among the church tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The evening light of the sun has come. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before us.
40. I-N-D-O-D-A-N-A, kaNkulunkulu efanayo, eyabuya empumalanga, futhi yaziqinisa ngokwayo, njengoNkulunkulu ebonakaliswa enyameni, kuyi-N-D-O-D-A-N-A, kaNkulunkulu efanayo, emazweni asentshonalanga lapha lo ozikhombayo phakathi kwebandla lobubusuku ofana izolo lamuhla lanininini ukukhanya kwantambama kwendodana sokubuyile lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile phambi kwethu.
Where are we at in this Abrahamic age? Where are we in this great time we're standing, the great hour that we're living? All the visions has been fulfilled.
Singaphi lapha esikhathini sika-Abrahama? Singaphi kulesi isikhathi esikhulu esimi kuso, ihola elikhulu esiphila kilo, yonke imbono igcwalisekile.
How about when a little minister friend of ours here, associate sister church, Junior Jackson, come running up to us one night and be down there and said, I had a dream, Brother Bram, it's bothered me.
Kanjani lapho umchumayelo omncinyane ongumngane wethu lapho ibandla elingudade esilobudlelwano lalo uJunior Jackson weza egijima kithi ngobunye ubusuku. Mina ngiphansi lapho wathi ngibe lephupho mfowethu Branham elingikhathazayo.
I seen all the brethren gathered upon a hill. And said, upon this hill, you were teaching us out of letters that was wrote, looked like, and some letters that time had carved out in the rock. When you finished that, all that was finished, you told us, said, come close, and we all gathered up.
ngibone bonke abazalwane bebuthene phezu koqaqa futhi wathi phezu koqaqa lolu ubusifundisa ngezinhlamvu zamabala ayelotshiwe kwakhangeleka sengathi kwezinye inhlamvu zamabala ngaleso sikhathi zazidwetshwe edwaleni lapho uqeda lokho konke lokho kwase kuphelile wasitshela wathi sondelani eduze futhi sonke sabuthana.
That you reached from somewhere and looked like got like a crowbar and whipped the top of this little pyramid open. And when it did, said granite rock with no writing on it.
Wathi walalamela kwenye indawo futhi wakhangeleka sengathi wathatha okungathi insimbi futhi waqephula isiqongo sale ipiramidi encinyane yavuleka futhi lapho usukwenzile wathi idwala legranite elingalotshwanga phezu kwalo.
And you told us to look in upon this. And you all, we all started looking, said, I turned my head and I noticed you going towards the west, just as hard as you could towards the setting of the sun. How many remembers it?
Futhi, wasitshela ukuthi, khangela phakathi phezulu kwalokho. Futhi, lani lonke, saqala ukukhangela sonke. Wathi, ngachibilika ikhanda lami. Futhi, ngakunanzelela. Usiya uqonde entshonalanga khona njengamandla usiya ekutshoneni kwelanga bangaki abakukhumbulayo.
Now I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. I said the entire Bible as much has been revealed to man through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus' name and all these things has been revealed, but there is secrets that's hid inside because the Bible's sealed with seven seals. I must go there to find it.
Foot ngamalap kancinyane kwaze kwathi umoya ongcwele wakwambula ngathi iBhayibheli lonke njengoba kwembulwe emuntwini ngokulungisiswa ukungcweliswa ubhabhathizo lukamoya ongcwele ubhabhathizo ngebizo likaJesu futhi lazo zonke lezi izinto zembuliwe kodwa kule mfihlo ezifihliweyo phakathi ngoba iBhayibheli linanyekiwe ngempawu eziyisikhombisa kumele ngiye khonale ukuyo kufumana.
That morning when those seven angels come down and blasted the earth and rocks flew every way, seven angels stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville from where you come from, for the seven seals of the seven mysteries will be opened.
Lokho kusa lapho ingilosi eziyisikhombisa zehla phansi futhi zadubula umhlaba futhi amadwala aphoseka yonke indawo ingilosi eziyisikhombisa zema khonapho futhi zathi buyela emuva eJeffersonville lapho ovela khona ngoba impawu eziyisikhombisa zemfihlakalo eziyisikhombisa zizavulwa.
Here we are today understanding serpent seed. In a few days of God willing we'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce and all these things that God's opened ever sealed the mysteries since the foundation of the world and we've been enjoying the presence of his presence. That is true this day the scripture.
Nanko silapha lamuhla sizwisisa inzalo yenyoka ensukwini ezilutshwana nxa uNkulunkulu ethanda sizazwisisa ukuqonda komshado lokwahlukana futhi lazo zonke lezi izinto uNkulunkulu asezivulile uphawu lonke imfihlakalo kusukela ekusekelweni komhlaba futhi bese sentokozweni ubukho bezibusiso zakhe lokho kuliqiniso lamuhla lumbhalo.
Life magazine packed an article of it. Mystic circle of light goes up in the air above Tucson and Phoenix in the same way that I told you nearly a year before it happened how it would be in a like a triangle.
I Life magazine yathwala udaba lwakho imfihlo yesigombolozi sokukhanya siya phezulu emoyeni phezu kweTucson leFoenix ngendlela efanayo engalitshela yona phose okomnyaka ngaphambi kokwenzakala ukuthi kuza kuba njani futhi njengoku lamakhona amathathu.
The picture hangs in the church down there. You took that magazine, has it? There it was just exactly. It said it's 27 miles high and 30 miles across. They don't understand yet what happened. It appeared mysteriously and went away mysteriously.
Umpikisha ulengisiwe ebandleni phansi lapho lina elathatha leyo magazine lilawo nanku kulapho khona kanye but kunga mamaila anga machuma mabili, lesikhombisa phezulu, la mamaila anga machuma matatu, kusabalele. Abakuzwisisi, la manje, lokhu okwenzakalayo, kwabonakala ngokungazwisisekiyo futhi, kwedlula ngokungazwisekiyo.
Brother Fred Sothman, Brother Gene Norman and I stand there three as a witness, like it up on the top of the mount, Peter, James and John, they give witness, stood there and watched it when it happened, they seen it done.
Umfowethu Fred Sothman, umfowethu Gene Norman, lami simile, khona lapho, abathathu, yibufakazi, njengoba wathatha phezu kwesiqongo sentaba, uPetro, uJakobe, loJohane, ukupha ubufakazi, bema lapho futhi, bakukhangela, lapho kusenzakala, futhi, bekubona kusenziwa.
There it is hanging in the sky. So far there's no humidity, no moisture, nothing to make a fog. How could they come there? It was the angels of God returning back after their message. This day, that prophecy has been fulfilled in our midst. This day, this scripture has been fulfilled.
Nanko kulapho, kulenga esibhakabhakeni, khona kude. Akula bulunama, kakula bumanzi, kumbe enye into, engenza inkungu kwakungafika kanjani lapho kwaku zingilosi zikaNkuluNkulu zibuyela emuva ngemva kombiko wazo lamuhla lesi siprofetu sigcwalisekile phakathi kwethu lamuhla lombhalo ugcwalisekile.
Watch, seven seals has been opened, the whirlwinds to the west coast, now don't miss it like they did back yonder.
Khangela impawu eziyisikhombisa sezivuliwe, isavunguzane siya ekhunjini lwasentshonalanga. Manje lingakweqi lokho njengalokho abakwenzayo ngemuva ngayo.
Now our attention a little closer to our day. What does the scripture say about today and about the time we live in? Jesus speaking. I won't have time to take them all, but I want to take this one before we close.
Manje ukulalela kwethu eduze kancinyane losuku lwethu, umbhalo uthini ngalamuhla futhi lamayelana ngesikhathi esiphila kuso. UJesu ekhuluma, angiyikuba lesikhathi sokuyithatha yonke, kodwa ngifuna ukuthatha lowo ngaphambi kokuba sivale.
Jesus said in St. Luke, the 17th chapter, the 30th verse, Jesus Christ, the Word Himself. Do you believe that? Jesus Christ, the Word Himself, made flesh, spoke, and said what the Word would be in the end time. What would be the sign of the end of the world?
UJesu wathi kuLuka ongcwele isahluko 17, indima 30, uJesu Kristu ilizwi ngokwakhe. Liyakukholwa lokhu? UJesu Kristu uyilizwi ngokwakhe. Lenziwe laba yinyama. Wakhuluma futhi wathi kuyini lokho ilizwi eliza kuba yikho esikhathini sokugcina. Siza kuba yini isibonakaliso sokugcina komhlaba.
He told him nation to rise against nation, but he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Wabatshela izizwe zizavukela izizwe, kodwa wathi njengokuba kwakuyikho ensukwini zeSodoma, kuza kuba njalo osukwini lapho indodana yomuntu isembuwe.
Now when Jesus came to the earth, he came in the name of three sons. Son of man, which is a prophet. Son of God, and son of David.
Manje lapho uJesu esiza emhlabeni, wabuya ebizweni lamadodana amathathu. Ndodana yomuntu, okungumprofeti, ndodana kaNkuluNkulu, lendodana kaDavida.
Now he lived here on earth. He never did say he was the Son of God. He said, I'm the Son of Man. Jehovah himself called Ezekiel and the prophets Son of Man because he had to come to fulfill scripture as a prophet.
Manje waphila lapha emhlabeni. Akaze atsho ukuthi wayeyindodana kaNkuluNkulu. Wathi ngindodana yomuntu. UJehova ngokwakhe wabiza uEzekiel laba prophet ndodana yomuntu. Ngoba wayemele abuye ukuzogcwalisa umbhalo njengomprofeti.
Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. That's the reason he could not be the Son of God there, because he was the Son of Man. The Word came to the prophets, and he was the Word in his fullness.
Umose wathi, Inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho uzavusa umprofeti ofana lami. Yiso isizathu wayengeke abe yindodana kaNkulunkulu lapho ngoba wayendodana yomuntu yena. Ilizwi leza kuba profeti futhi wayeyilizwi ngokugcwala kwalo.
Son of man, the major prophet, not the major prophet, but the God prophet. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him. Therefore, he was the Son of man.
Ndodana yomuntu, umprofeti omkhulu. Hatshi umprofeti omkhulu, kodwa uNkulunkulu umprofeti. Ukugcwala kobuNkulunkulu ngokomzimba kwakukuye. Ngakho-ke, wayeyindodana yomuntu.
Now for 2,000 years, he's been known to us as Son of God, Spirit. And in the millennium, he'll be Son of David up on the throne. We all know that, he'll believe the scriptures.
Manje okweminyaka, eyizinkulungwane, ezimbili. Ubesaziwa kithi njengendodana kaNkulunkulu umoya. Futhi kumillennium uza kuba indodana kaDavida phezu kwesihlalo. Sonke siyakwazi lokho abakholwa imibhalo.
Now Jesus said, just at the end of this church age that we're living in, that the Son of Man would be revealed again in the same manner it was as it was at Sodom.
Manje uJesu wathi, ekugcineni nje, kwalesi sikhathi sebandla esiphila kuso ukuthi indodana yomuntu iza kwembulwa njalo ngendlela efanayo okwakuyiyo njengoba kwakuyikho eSodoma.
Watch how historically he gave it. He said as it was in the days first of Noah, how they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Then he brought next the last to the Son of Man at Sodom.
Khangela ukuthi kanjani ngokwembali kwakhupha wathi njengoba kwakunjalo ensukwini kuqala zikaNowa ukuthi babesidla njani benatha bechata bethathana khona-ke waseletha okulandelayo okokugcina endodaneni yomuntu eSodoma.
Because there he was dealing with Jews. Here at Sodom he's dealing with Gentiles. There he drowned them all the water in judgment. Here at the Gentiles he burned them all at the day of Sodom.
Ngoba lapho wayesebenza labaJuda. Lapha eSodoma usebenza labezizwe lapho waba galulisa bonke ngamanzi ekwahlulelweni lapha kwabezizwe wabachisa bonke ngosuku lweSodoma.
That's right, the Gentile world burnt there, and so will it be when the Son of Man reveals. It's not no more water, but it'll be fire this time. Jesus read from the same Genesis 23 that we read from when he read about Sodom.
Kunjalo umhlaba wabezizwe wacha lapho futhi ke kuza kuba njalo lapho indodana yomuntu isambulo. Akuseyikho amanzi njalo kodwa kuza kuba ngumlilo lesi sikhathi. UJesu wabala kuGenesis 23 ofanayo esibala kuye lapho ebala mayelana ngeSodoma.
Now, we admit the conditions that spoke of the world condition of Sodom, Sodomites, Sodom condition. We, everyone will say amen to that. We believe that.
Manje siyavuma izimilo ezakhulunywa ngazo zesimilo somhlaba weSodoma, amaSodoma, isimo seSodoma. Thina wonke umuntu uzakuthi amen kulokho. Siyakukholwa lokho.
All right, and the spiritual condition of Laodicea, the church natural, we'll say amen to that. And accept their signs. We know that every sign is there. The church is in Laodicea. We know that.
Kulungile. Futhi isimo sikamoya seLaodikeya ibandla ngokwemvelo siza kuthi amen kulokho futhi samkele izibonakaliso zabo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sonke isibonakaliso silapha ibandla liseLaodikeya. Siyakwazi lokho.
We know the world is in a Sodom condition, is that right? We'll accept that. But what about the sign of Abraham, the one waiting for the promised son? That was another.
Siyakwazi umhlaba usesimeni seSodoma. Kunjalo na. Siza kwamkela lokho. Kodwa kuthiwani ngesibonakaliso sikaAbraham? Lo olindele indodana yesithembiso. Lo kwakungomunye.
Remember they had a Sodom back there. They had their messenger. And Abraham had a messenger to him. Abraham was waiting day by day for almost an impossible thing to happen. Sarah, 90, and him 100. According to the promise of God, he was still waiting in the midst of all criticism. He was waiting for that son.
Kumbula, babele sotoma ngemuva ngale. Babele sithunywa sabo. Futhi Abraham, wayele sithunywa kuye. Abraham, wayelindele usuku ngosuku okwephose into engeke yenzakale. USara amachumi ayisificamunwemunye futhi laye elekhulu. Ngokuya kwesithembiso sikaNkulunkulu wayelokhu elindele phakathi kwakho konke ukucothozwa wayelindele leyo ndodana.
So is a true believer still waiting for that promised son to return. Notice, just before the son arrived, there was a sign given him. Is not the sign of the coming son to be revealed to the royal seed of Abraham that's waiting for the royal son, as same as it was to Father Abraham for the natural son? Is that right?
Kanjalo, lekholwa leqiniso elilokhu lilindele kuleyo ndodana eyathenjiswayo ukuphenduka. Nanzelela ngaphambi kokuba indodana ifike kwakulesibonakaliso asiphiwayo isibonakaliso sokubuya kwendodana asizukwembulwa yini kuyo inzalo yobukhosi kaAbraham leyo elindele indodana yobukhosi ngokufanayo njengoba kwakuyikho kubaba uAbraham okwendodana yenyama kunjalo na.
Jesus said so here in St. Luke 17:30. Before this time come that the Son of Man would be revealed, like he did in the days of Sodom before the destruction of Sodom. Now we're looking for a sign.
Uthes wacho njalo. Lapha kuLuka onqele ngaphambi kokuza kwalesi sikhathi ukuthi indodana yomuntu iza kwembulwa njengalokho akwenzayo ensukwini zeSodoma. Ngaphambi kokubhidlizwa kweSodoma manje sikhangelele isibonakaliso.
Now let's take the conditions of time as it was in Sodom. Notice that all went out in Sodomite, the world.
Manje kasithathe izimo zesikhathi njengoba kwakuyikho eSodoma. Nanzelela bonke baya kubuSodoma umhlaba.
I think one of the movie directors put on a picture not long ago. And I got to see it. That was Sodom. If you ever see it, there's nothing else on but that. Take a look at it. It's certainly a good picture of the United States today.
Ngicabanga omunye wabaqondisi bebayisikopu wafaka empikitsheni. Kungasikude futhi ngenelisa ukukubona. KwakuyiSodoma. Nxa ungawubona futhi kakula olunye ulutho kodwa lokho like likukhangele. Ngeqiniso kungumfanekiso omuhle we United States lamuhla.
Hollywood, just exactly the same kind of dressing, everything else that they did right then. Big drunken sprees and everything else, a religious cult of people. So-called religious.
IHollywood khona kanye nje, luhlobo olufanayo lwesiqhoko. Layo yonke enye into leyo abayenzayo ngaleso sikhathi ukuzitika okukhulu kokudakwa layo yonke into abantu benkulu eyize abazibiza ngokuthi abenkulu.
Notice, and Sodom had a witness, and it was a fellow by the name of Lot, which was just a nephew to Abraham.
Nanzelela futhi iSodoma yayilofakazi futhi kwakungumfo uLot ibizo lakhe owayengumzukulu nje kuAbraham.
Now Abraham did not go down in Sodom. He and his group, he had a big group with him, enough to fight off about a dozen kings in their army.
Manje uAbraham akazange aye phansi eSodom yena leqembu lakhe. Waye leqembu elikhulu kanye laye. Abene leyo ukulwisa i dozen lamakhosi lamabutho awo.
So he had a big group with him, and he was sitting out there under an oak tree one day when everything was going wrong for him, nobody had anything to do with him, but he was still holding on to that promise. Watch now, closely before we close.
Ngakho, wayeleqembu elikhulu kanye laye, futhi wayehlezi phansi lapho ngaphansi kwesihlahla som-oki ngolunye usuku lapho yonke into yayihamba kubi kuye akula muntu wayelolutho lokwenza ngaye kodwa wayelokhu ebambelele kuleso sithembiso khangela kathesi ukukhangelisise singakavali.
While he was sitting there, down come three men walking to him. Two of them went down into Sodom and preached the gospel to them to come out to Lot. Is that right?
Lapho esahlezi lapho kwehla kusiza amadoda amathathu esiza kuye ababili babo behla baya eSodoma futhi bachumayela ivangeli kubo ukuthi baphume kuLoti kunjalo na.
But one stayed with Abraham. Notice the one that stayed with Abraham was God himself. The other two were angel messengers.
Kodwa omunye wasala lo Abraham. Nanzelela lo owahlala lo Abraham kwaku uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe. Abanye ababili babezingilozi eziyisithunywa.
Now down in Sodom they done no miracles, only smiting the blind and preaching the gospel always smites the blind.
Manje phansi eSodoma abazange benze izimangaliso kuphela ukuphumputhekisa futhi ukuchumayela ivangeli kuhlezi kuba mpumputhekisa.
Now look at the set of that day. There is a church natural. Always the trees, as I said last night, God is represented. There were Sodomites, the Lotites, and the Abrahamites. It's in the same position tonight. The world's setting just like that.
Manje khangela kulelo hlelo lwalolo suku kule bandla ngokwemvelo kuhlezi kukuthathu njengoba ngichilo ubusuku obedluleyo uNkulunkulu umelwe kwakulamaSodoma abakaLoti labakaAbraham kusendaweni efanayo lobu busuku ukuhleleka komhlaba njengalokho.
Let me ask you something. Look at this setting up. Abraham called this man to talk to him Elohim. The Hebrew word Elohim means the all-sufficient one, the one that's the eternal one. Elohim, God himself.
Ake ngilibuze enye into. Khangelani ukuhleleka lokho kathesi. U-Abraham wabiza lindoda eyakhuluma kuye Elohim. Ibala lesiHebheru Elohim licho lo oweneleyo ngokwakhe, lo ongu laphakade Elohim, uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe.
In the beginning, Genesis 1 said, in the beginning, God. Take the Hebrew word there, in the Greek word rather, in the beginning, Elohim. Created heavens and earth.
Ekuqaleni uGenesis 1, yathi, ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu, thatha ibala lesiHebheru lapho, loba kumbe ibala lesiGreek, bengisitsho, ekuqaleni uElohim. Wadala izulu lomhlaba.
Here he is, Genesis about 22, here he says again, or about 20, he said, and he called this man's name Elohim.
Lapha yena, kuGenesis, kungaba 22 lapha, uthi njalo, kumbe, kungaba 20, wathi, futhi, wabiza ibizo lalindoda Elohim.
Why did he do it? God represented in a human flesh. That sat down with Abraham and eat a calf sandwich, drinking some milk and eat some bread. God himself had disappeared right before Abraham.
Kungani wakwenza? UNkulunkulu emelwe enyameni yomuntu. Owahlala phansi lo Abraham futhi wadla isamusa sethuli. Enatha ucago futhi wadla isinkwa. UNkulunkulu ngokwakhe futhi wanyamalala phambili kuka Abraham.
But he gave him a sign. Notice, and that sign was that he had his back turned to the tent.
Kodwa wamupha isibonakaliso, nanzelela futhi leso sibonakaliso kwakuyikuthi wayefulathele umhlane wakhe etendeni.
And remember, Abraham, his name was Abram a few days before that, and Sarah was Sarah before that. S-A-R-R-A. Then S-A-R-A-H-M, A-B-R-A-M to A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham means father of nations.
Futhi, Kumbula, u-Abraham ibizo lakhe lalingu Abraham. Insuku ezilutshwane ngaphambi kwalokhu. Futhi uSera wayenguSerai ngaphambi kwalokhu. S-A-R-A-Y-I. Manje ke S-A-R-A lo A-B-R-A-M kusiya ku-Abrahama. Abrahama kutsho ubaba wezizwe.
Now watch real close here, and we'll see the setting of the hour that we're now living. As Jesus told us to look for this setting, we've seen all the rest of it, right? Now let's see to the royal sea, what setting they're supposed to see.
Manje, khangelisisa lapha futhi, sizabona ukuhlelwa kwehola, lelo esiphila kulo. Njengo Jesu, wasitshela ukukhangela ekuhlelweni lokho. Sibonile konke okunye kwakho khona nje kathesi. Kasiboneni enzalweni yobukhosi. Luhlelo bani okufanele balubone.
Now, this man said, Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? And Abraham said, she's in the tent behind you.
Manje lindoda yathi, Abraham, ungaphi umkakho uSarah? Futhi Abraham wathi, usetendeni ngemuva kwakho.
I had never seen her. How did he know that his name was Abraham? How did he know her name was S-A-R-A-H? Right. Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you.
Manje, wayengakazi amboni. Wakwazi njani ukuthi ibizo lakhe lalingu Abraham. Wakwazi njani ibizo lakhe ukuthi lalingu S-A-R-A. Abraham, ungaphi umkakho? USarah. What? Usetendeni ngemva kwakho.
He said, personal pronoun. I am going to visit you according to the promise. Your wife's going to have that baby. You trust me now. I'm going to make it come to pass.
What? Ngi. Isabizwana somuntu. Ngiza kuvakatshela ngokuya kwesithembiso. Umkakho uzakuba naleyo ngani. Ungithembile kathesi, sengiza kwenza, kwenzakale.
And Sarah in the tent behind eavesdropping or eardropping or what you call it, listen to the tent, she said, laughed up her sleeve and she said, now me, an old woman like I am, have pleasure of my Lord in him old too, out there 100 years old. Wow, this hasn't happened for many, many years.
Futhi uSarah etendeni, ngemuva, elalele, ecatshile. Kumbe esizwa ecatshile noma kuyini elikubiza khona elalele ngasetendeni wahlekela ekhwapheni lakhe futhi wathi manje mina umfazi omdala njengalokho engihikho ngibe lenjabulo lenkosi yami futhi laye esemdala futhi ephandle lapho iminyaka elikhulu ubudala kusenjalo lokho akukenzakali okweminenge iminyaka eminenge.
And the man, M-A-N, sitting there eating in human flesh, drinking and eating like an ordinary man with dust on his clothes and had dust on his feet, and Abraham worked it off.
Foot indoda. N-D-O-D-A. Ihlezi lapho isidla. Isenyameni yomuntu. Inatha lokudla. Njengomuntu kazana. Elothuli empahleni zakhe. Futhi elo thuli enyaweni zakhe futhi Abraham walugeza lonke.
God himself looked around and he said, why did Sarah laugh back in the tent saying this? He knew, could discern the thoughts of Sarah in the tent behind him. Is that right?
UNkulunkulu ngokwakhe wathalaza futhi wathi, kungani uSara ehlekile ngemuva etendeni esitsho lokho. Wayesazi engadalula imicabango kaSera etendeni ngemuva kwakhe. Kunjalo na.
Now when the royal seed of Abraham come on the earth, what sign did he show? Son of man. Simon came up to him one day. Andrew brought him and said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. He said, I made a believer out of him.
Manje la. Inzalo yobukhosi ka-Abraham ibuya emhlabeni. Yisibonakaliso bani asitshengisayo indodana yomuntu. uSimon weza kuye ngolunye usuku. U-Andrea wamletha wathi ibizo lakho nguSimon. Uyindodana kaJonas wathi bona lokho kwenza ikholo phakathi kwakhe.
Philip went over and got Nathaniel. Come back and said, come see a man who we found, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. He said, now wait a minute. Could anything good come out of that fanaticism? He said, come see.
Oh, Philip waya. Wathatha uNathaniel. Waphenduka wathi, woza ubone indoda leyo esifumeneyo uJesu weseNazaretha indodana kaJosefa. Wathi manje mana okomzuzu kungaba loluthe oluhle olungaphuma phandle kwalokho kudlulisa amalawulo. Wathi woza ubone.
So when Philip came up in the presence of Jesus with Nathaniel, Jesus looked over at him and said, behold an Israelite in whom there's no guile.
Ngakho lapho uPhilip esiza ebukhweni bukaJesu elo Nathaniel, uJesu wamkhangela futhi wathi, khangela umIsrayeli okungela nkohliso kuye.
He said, Rabbi, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you. He said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, you're the King of Israel.
Wathi, Rabbi, ungaze okwanini? Wathi, ngaphambi kokuba uPhilip akubize, lapho ungaphansi kwesihlahla, ngakubona. Wathi, Rabbi, wena, uyindodana kaNkulunkulu, uyinkosi yako-Israyeli.
When the little woman at the well in her immoral condition come up a little panoramic, something like this, to draw some water, Jesus had sent his disciples away to get victuals.
Lapho umfazi omncinyane emthonjeni, esimeni sakhe sokungaziphathi, weza umfanekiso omncinyane njengalokho ukuzokukha amanzi. UJesu wayethume abafundi bakhe ukuthola okokudla.
When she came up to draw water, he said, bring me a drink, woman. She said, it's not customary for you to say that. We have segregation here.
Lapho esiza ukuzokukha amanzi, wathi, ngiphe mina amanzi mfazi. Wathi, kakusiwo mkuba kuwe ukutsho lokho. Silo bandlululo lapha.
Now, you Jews have nothing to do with us Samaritans. We have nothing to do with you. He said, but woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'll give you water if you don't come here to draw.
Manje lina, baJuda, alila lutho lokwenza lati amaSamariya, asila lutho lokwenza ngani. Wathi kodwa, mfazi, aluba ubusazi lo, obukade ukhuluma laye, ubuza ngicela okokunatha, bengiza kupha amanzi, ungabuyi lapha ukuzowakha.
He found where her condition was, what it was. He said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband.
Wathola lapho isimo sakhe esasikhona lokho esasiyikho. Wathi hamba uyethatha umkakho futhi ubuye lapha. Wathi kangila ndoda.
He said, you said the truth. You've had five, and the one you're living with now is not yours. She said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll show us these things. Jesus said, I am he.
Wathi ukhulume iqiniso, usube labahlanu futhi lalo ophila laye kathesi kayisuye wakho. Wathi, mnumzana, ngiyabona ukuthi ungumprofeti. Siyakwazi lapho uMesiya esiza uzasitshengisa lezi izinto. UJesu wathi, nginguye.
That she run into the city and said, come see a man who's told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?
Kulokho wagijimela edolobheni futhi wathi, wozani bone indoda leyo engitshele izinto engazenzayo. Kayisuye lo uMesiya na?
Watch, he did that before the Jews and the Samaritans, but never the Gentiles. The Gentiles, we people were heathens in them days. The other nations packing a club on her back, worshiping idols. We wasn't looking for no Messiah. He only appears to those who's looking for him. And we're supposed to be looking for him.
Khangela, wakwenza lokho phambili kwabaJuda, lamaSamariya, kodwa hatshi abezizwe. Abezizwe thina bantu sasingamayedini kulezo nsuku. Ezinye izizwe sithwele induku emhlane wethu, sikhonza izithombe, sasingakhangelelanga uMesiya. Ubonakala kuphela kulabo abamkhangeleleyo, futhi kufanele sibe simkhangeleli.
But those who claim to be looking for him, the church itself, when they seen that done, they said he's a devil. He's a fortune teller. A Beelzebub. And Jesus said that sin would be forgiven them because he hadn't died yet. But said someday the Holy Ghost will come and do the same thing and speak one word against it will never be forgiven.
Kodwa labo abazichoyo ukuba babemkhangelele ibandla ngokwalo lapho bebona lokho kusenziwa bathi ungudeveli uyisanuse uBeelzebubu futhi uJesu wathi leso sono baza kuthethelelwa ngoba wayengakafi lapho kodwa wathi ngolunye usuku umoya ongcwele uzabuya enze into efanayo futhi okhuluma ibala elilodwa umelana lakho akusoze kuthethelelwe.
That's this day where every word has to hang together. Speak a word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come.
Lokho kukulolu usuku lapho lonke ilizwi kufanele lilenge ndawonye khuluma ilizwi umelana lakho akusoze kuthethelelwe kulumhlaba kumbe emhlabeni ozakuza.
That was the royal seed of Abraham. And you're that royal seed of Abraham which come because of that identification of that man sitting there with Abraham. Come to prove it was the same God.
Leyo, kwakuyinzalo yobukhosi ka-Abraham. Futhi lapha leyo nzalo yobukhosi ka-Abraham, leyo ebuyayo, ngenxa yalokhu kubonakaliswa kwaleyo ndoda, ihlezi lapho lo-Abraham, yabuya ukuze itshengise ukuthi kwakunguNkulunkulu ofanayo.
Promised in this day as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when he is revealing himself as Son of Man. Amen. This is the day for the scripture to be fulfilled.
Esithembisa kulolu suku njengoba kwakuyikho ngensuku zeSodoma ngakho kuzakuba njalo ekubuyeni kwendodana yomuntu lapho ezembula ngokwakhe njengendodana yomuntu. Amen. Leli yilo ilanga lombhalo lowu ukuba ugcwaliseke.
Look at the setting we are today. Look at the church where the Son of God. Look at the dismal day. Look at all the prophecies. Now, a strange thing. Our businesses are due then if the setting has to be like it's Sodom.
Khangela ekuhlelekeni esiyikho lamuhla. Khangela ibandla lapho indodana kaNkulunkulu. Khangela usuku olufipheleyo. Khangela kuzo zonke iziprofeto. Manje into eyisimanga izethekeli zethu seziseduze khona ke nxa ukuhleleka kufanele kube njengeSodoma.
There were three of them coming along, three outstanding men sent from heaven. We'll admit that. Three of them, one stayed with Abraham.
Kwakulabathathu babo. Abezayo amadoda amathathu ababalulekileyo athunywa evela ezulwini siza kuvuma lokho abathathu babo omunye wahlala lo Abraham.
They all started there but one stayed with Abraham, the rest of them went out in Sodom. Is that right? And Abraham had a changed name from Abram to Abraham. True?
Bonke baqalela lapho kodwa oyedwa wahlala lo Abraham abanye babo bonke behla phansi eSodoma. Kunjalo na futhi uAbraham waba lebizo elitshintshiweyo kusuka kuAbraham kusiya kuAbraham. Qiniso.
Not one time has the history of church of the world ever had an evangelist to go to it with a name ending in H-A-M to this day. Billy G-R-A-H-A-M. Is that right?
Akula sikhathi lapho imbali ibandla lomhlaba lake laba lomvangeli owaya kulo elebizo elicina ngo HAM kuze kube lusuku lolu uBilly GRAHAM kunjalo na
GRAHAM 6 letters, ABRAHAM is 7 letters, but GRAHAM is 6 letters, which is the word of man. See?
GRAHAM izinhlamvu eziyisithupha. A-B-R-A-H-A-M izinhlamvu eziyisikhombisa. Kodwa G-R-A-H-A-M zinhlamvu eziyisithupha okungumhlaba umuntu bona.
Look what went out there today is that messengers from heaven. Is there a man on earth that's got repentance so preached so plainly as Billy Graham? Has there been a man that has had an effect upon the people like Billy Graham?
Kangela lokhu okwaphuma lapho lamuhla yizona izithunywa ezivela ezulwini. Kungaba khona umuntu emhlabeni olokuphenduka okwajunyayelwa sobala njengo Billy Graham. Kuke kwaba lo muntu owake waba lesisindo phezu kwabantu njengo Billy Graham.
Never has there been internationally a man who Billy Sunday and so forth is here in the United States, but Billy Graham's known worldwide. See where he's calling? Out of Sodom.
Akukaze kube khona umhlaba wonke umuntu uBilly Sunday lokunjalo wayelapha United States kodwa uBilly Graham uyaziwa umhlaba wonke jikelele bona lapho abiza khona phandle kweSodoma.
And he's got his company party there with the Pentecostal church on Oral Roberts. But what about the elect group? What kind of sign are they supposed to see? What are they supposed to have? Hallelujah! It shall be like in the evening time.
Foot ulekugu laba pelegezi libake. Lapho kanye lebandla lePentecost uOral Roberts. Kodwa sithini ngeqembu elikhethiweyo. Isibonakaliso bani okufanele basibone. Kuyini okufanele babe lakho. Hallelujah, kuza kuba lokukhanya ngesikhathi santambama.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, God's promise is fulfilled. We know that to be the truth. He's here tonight as he was then.
Lamuhla, lumbhalo ugcwalisekile. Lamuhla isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu sigcwalisekile. Siyakwazi lokho ukuba liqiniso. Ulapha lobu busuku njengalokho ayeyikho leso sikhathi.
Now preach it. Now I said a while ago, if you preach anything and it's a gospel truth, then God's obligated to vindicate that. Is that true?
Manje ukukuchumayela khona lokho ngikuchilo isikhatshana esedluleyo. Nxa uchumayela loba kuyini futhi kuliqiniso levangeli khona ke uNkulunkulu ubotshelwe ukuqinisa lokho kuliqiniso na.
Now if that be so, let the God that wrote the word, let the God that made the prophecy, let the God who is God of the word come forth and prove that he's still God.
Manje nxa lokho kunjalo makuthi uNkulunkulu lo owaloba ilizwi makuthi lo uNkulunkulu owenza isiprofethi makuthi uNkulunkulu onguNkulunkulu welizwi abuye phambili futhi atshengise ukuthi ulokho enguNkulunkulu.
As Elijah went up on the mountain watching Elisha went watching Elijah, he said, I want a double potion. And the mantle that was on Elijah fell off on Elijah. He walked down and doubled that blanket up and struck the river and said, where is the God of Elijah? And the same thing that happened for Elijah happened for Elijah.
Njengo Elisha waya phezulu entabeni ekhangele uElisha. Wahamba ekhangele uElisha wathi ngifuna isabelo esiphindwe kabili. Futhi ijazz elali kuElisha lawela phezulu kaElisha. Waya phansi futhi wase goqaleyo ngubo kabili futhi wachaya umfula futhi wathi ungaphi uNkulunkulu kaElisha futhi into efanayo eyayenzakala ku-Elijah yayenzakala ku-Elisha.
And the same gospel, the same power, the same Son of Man that was yesterday is today and will be forever. You believe it? And I ask you, I cannot be him, but he is here. We are only a carrier.
Futhi ivangeli elifanayo, amandla afanayo, indodana yomuntu efanayo, eya iyiyo, izolo, yiyo lamuhla, futhi iza kuba hiyo lanini nini. Ama Hebrews 13:8, liyakukholwa khona. Khona ke, ngiyalicela, angingeke ngibe nguye, kodwa yena ulapha, thina singabathwali kuphela.
Some of you people out there that's sick and afflicted, that you know that I don't know you. Let God, now if I can humble myself enough, you pray and ask God.
Abanye benu, lina bantu, pandle le, abagulayo, labahluphekileyo. elikwaziyo ukuthi kangilazi makuthi uNkulunkulu manje nxa ngingazithoba ngokweneleyo likhuleke futhi licele uNkulunkulu.
I don't guess there isn't a prayer card in the building, is there? No, I don't. We've never given out any prayer cards. We're going to have prayer meeting at our healing the sick of the church. But you pray.
Gani tabang, kagula kati lomkulego, esakiwen, likon, hach gani tabang, asizange sipe amakat, ogu kulegelo. Siza guba lomtangano umkulego, e gumbe, ugusiliswa, kwa bakulayo, e banjen, koto alina, kulegan.
You know that I'm a total stranger to you. See, you know me, Jeffersonville. I don't want people from Jeffersonville to do that. I want people from away from here somewhere. See if God still reveals. See if he's still the same yesterday and forever.
Foot liaz ugut ningumfokazi kini. Bon liangazi Jeffersonville. Angifuni abantu abavela eJeffersonville ukuthi benze lokho. Ngifuna abantu abavela khatshana lalapha kwenye indawo. Bona, nxa uNkulunkulu elokhu esambula. Bona, nxa elokhu engufana izulu lamuhla lanini nini.
Do you like the little woman did? He passed through and she said, I believe this man. She had a blood issue. And she said, if I can touch the bar of his garment, I believe I'll be made whole. Is that right?
Yenza njengalokhu umfazi omncinyana akwenzayo. Wedlula ngalapha. Futhi what? Ngiyayikholwa lindoda. Wayelohlupho lwegazi. Futhi wasesithi, nxa ngingathinta umphetho wesambatho sakhe, ngiyakholwa ngizaphiliswa kunjalo na.
Because of her faith, that day the scripture was fulfilled. He bind up the heart of the broken, or healed the sick and the lame.
Ngenxa yokukholwa kwakhe, lolo suku umbhalo wagcwaliseka. Wabopha inhliziyo yabanhliziyo ezaphukileyo wasilisa abagulayo futhi labayiziquke.
When she touched his garment, walked out and sat down, he turned around and said, who touched me? How do you ever know in that great throng of people, probably 30 times watch here tonight, thousands of them, how did he know it?
Lapho ethinta isembatho sakhe futhi waphuma phandle futhi wahlala phansi wachibilika futhi wathi ngubani ongithintileyo wabakwazi kanjani kulelo xhuku elikhulu labantu mhlawumbe okungaba ngokuphindwe ngamachumi amathathu kulokho okulapha lobu busuku izinkulungwane zabo wabakwazi njani.
He said, who touched me? He didn't say that just to be saying. He said that because it was true. And he said, who touched me? Directly looked around, seen the little woman where she was sitting or standing, whatever position she is in. Told her blood issue was over.
Wathi, ngubani ongithintileyo, akazange akhulume ngokuphongu ukhuluma nje. Wakutsho lokho ngenxa yokuthi kwakuliqiniso futhi wathi, ngubani ongithintileyo, futhi ngokuqondileyo. Wakhangela lapho futhi wabona umfazi omncinyane lapho ayehlezi khona kumbe ayemi khona loba yipi indawo ayekiyo. Wamtshela uhlupho lwakhe lwegazi lwase luphelile.
That was Jesus yesterday, that's him today.
Amen.
You believe that?
No. Kwakungu Jesu izolo. Nguye lamuhla. Liyakukholwa lokho?
I don't know you. God does. But you got pains in your side that's bothering you. Right. You're sitting there praying about it. Am I a stranger to you? We're a stranger when I stand up if it is. I don't know you. It's this man right here on the corner, this young fellow.
Angikwazi wena. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi. Kodwa ulezinhlungu ohlangothini lwakho ezikuhluphayo. Kunjalo uhlezi lapho ukhuleka ngakho. Futhi ngingumfokazi kuwe. Futhi singabafokazi. Munye lamunye sukuma ume nxa kuyikho kangikwazi kuyi le ndoda khona lapha ekhoneni linsizwa encinyane.
You also got a bad throat. That's right. You're praying about that. You're all nervous about something. You're going to have to leave the meeting because you're a minister. You got some engagements you got to take care of. That is right.
Futhi ulomphimbo omubi. Kunjalo ukhuleka mayelana ngalokho awuhlalisekanga ngenye into. Usumele uchiye umhlangano ngoba ungumthumayeli. Uleminye imsebenzi okufanele uyinakekele. Kunjalo. Aha.
You believe God knows who you are? Reverend Mr. Smith, now you can go and be healed. Jesus Christ made you whole. Walk in the meeting. Your throat won't bother you. Who did he touch?
Uyakholwa uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi ungubani. Mhlonitshwa umzana Smith. Manje ungahamba usile. UJesu Christ ukuphilisile. Hamba uye emhlanganeni wakho. Umphimbo wakho awuyi kukuhlupha. Ngubani amthintileyo?
There's a man sitting right back here. He's suffering. He's got a tumor on his left lung. He isn't from here. You have been a mine worker. That is right. I'm a total stranger to you. That's right. Shake your hand.
Kulendoda ehlezi khona ngemuva lapha. Uyahlupheka. Ulesimila ephathini lakhe lenxele. Ayi, akaveli lapha. Ube uyisisebenzi semgodini. Kunjalo, ngingumfokazi ngokupheleleyo kuwe. Ngalokho kunjalo, zunguza isandla sakho.
The tumor's in your left lung and you're up for an operation right away. That's right? You're not from here. You're from out of town. You're from Virginia. That's right.
Isimila sisephathini lakho lenxele futhi usulindele ukuhlinzwa khona manje. Kunjalo, kawuveli lapha, uvela phandle kwedolobha, uvela eVirginia. Kunjalo.
You believe God knows who you are? Mr. Mitchell? That's right. Go home, be well. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Ask the man. Never seen him in my life. He's set there praying.
Uyakholwa uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi ungubani. Numzana Michelle, kunjalo, hamba ngekhaya futhi usile. UJesu Christ uyakuphilisa. Ibuze indoda, angaze ngibone empilweni yami, ubehlezi lapho ekhuleka.
This day, this scripture. Here's a lady sitting right back here behind me, as Sarah was in the tent. She's praying for a daughter.
Lamuhle lumpalo. Nanti ininakazi lihlezi khona ngemuva lapha. Ngemuva kwami njengalokhu uSera ayihikho etendeni. Ukhulekela indodakazi. Sukuma.
The daughter's not here. She's away. The daughter had your same as it was when a woman come to Jesus who had a woman that was fiercely vexed with the devil. The woman is the girl is demon possessed.
Indodakazi. Gayikho lapha ukhatshana indodakazi futhi ungofanayo njengalokho okwakuyikho lapho umfazi esiza kuJesu lo owaye lo mfazi owaye hlukuluzwa kaningi kudeveli umfazi inkazana ikhwelwe lidimoni.
She's not here. She is from you're from North Carolina. You believe that? And that's the truth, isn't it? Miss Orders, you can go home. If you believe with all your heart, you'll find your daughter like found when Jesus Christ in the days gone by said it was yours.
Agakho lapha. Uvela in North Carolina. Uyakukholwa lokho? Futhi lelo liqiniso. Kayisikho na Nkosikazi Orders. Ungahamba ngekhaya. Nxa ungakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yo uzathola indodakazi yakho njengalapho kwafunyanwa lapho uJesu Kristu ensukwini ezedluleyo wathi usilisiwe.
This day, this scripture, the sign of Sodom, the sign of the super seed, the sign of the natural church, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst. Do you believe it?
Lamuhla lumbhalo isibonakaliso seSodoma. Isibonakaliso senzalo ephakemeyo. Isibonakaliso sebandla lemvelo. Lamuhle lumbhalo ugcwalisekile phakathi kwenu. Liyakukholwa khona.
Will you accept him right now, as your Savior and healer, stand up to your feet, every one of you, say, I accept my healing. I accept him as my Savior. I accept him as my King. Each one, stand to your feet.
Ungamamkela khona kathesi njengomsindisi wakho lo msilisi wakho sukuma ume ezinyaweni zakho lonke ilo lalo lithi ngiyemkela ukusila kwami ngiyamamkela njengomsindisi wami ngiyamamkela njengenkosi yami ilo lalo mana ezinyaweni zakho
This day listen friends He read the scripture, handed the Bible back to the priest, and said all the eyes of the people were fastened upon him. And he looked up on him and said, This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Lamuhla, lalelani bangani, wabala umbhalo, wabuyisela iBhayibheli kumpriest, futhi wathi, wonke amehlo abantu, ajolozela phezu kwakhe, futhi wakhangela phezu kwabo, futhi wathi, Lamuhla, lumbhalo ugcwalisekile.
I've read the scripture with a dozen or more evidences that we're living in the last day.
Amen.
The generation that will see Jesus Christ return to the earth.
Amen.
And I say to you tonight, again, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Ngiwubalile umbhalo, kanye le dozen kumbe okuningi kobufakazi ukuthi siphila. Esukwini lokugcina isizukulwane esizabona uJesu Kristu ephenduka emhlabeni futhi ngithi kini lobo busuku njalo lamuhla lumbhalo ugcwalisekile emehlweni enu
You in Tucson you in California you in New York on these telephone hookups this day this scripture is fulfilled in your sight
Lina eTucson lina eCalifornia lina eNew York kulawa amafoni aqonyiweyo lamuhle lumbhalo ugcwalisekile emehlweni enu
Let us be glad and make merry for the marriage of the lamb is at hand and her bride his bride has made herself ready let's raise our hands and give him glory all ye people god bless you
Masithokozeni futhi sijabule ngoba umshado wewundlu ususondele lobokazi wakhe Umlobokazi wakhe usezilungiselele asiphakamiseni izandla zethu futhi simnike udumo lonke linabantu uNkulunkulu alibusise